another naive broadcast of the echo chamber getting to their bottom of what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. For the most part, the proceedings attempted to investigate claims based on the Democrats' perception of what happened by spinning outright lies.
Rioters, they're waving Confederate flags, they're hanging nooses on the front lawn, they're verbally assaulting a Jewish reporter outside the Capitol, saying, "You are cattle today." That refers to cow cars that used to transport that were used to transport Jews to Nazi death camps during the Holocaust. This violent attack on the Capitol featured followers from the anti-Semitic QAnon conspiracy theory. So, Mr. Conte, on January 4th, Metro Police Department arrested Enrique Chirillo, leader of the racist anti-Semitic Proud Boys hate group.
For the record, the Proud Boys are not an anti-Semitic white supremacist organization.
So the irony here is that I'm an egalitarian, I'm an anti-racist, I'm a pro-gay, pro-women's rights individual, the same punk rocker I was when I was 18, but now the Nazi skinheads I'm fighting are you social justice warriors!
I started a men's club called the Proud Boys, and we have one caveat, and that is you have to be a Western chauvinist. Now, liberals are lazy, so they hear the word chauvinist and they assume male chauvinist, and that's why I use that word, because they're too lazy to look it up, and it just means a nationalist, a patriot. And you have to think the West is the best. And it exploded.
But much like the Charlottesville hoax,
You had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
This might be today the first time the news networks played those full remarks in their context.
The immigrant children in cages deception, the desperate and bogus impeachments of Donald Trump, or the continuing numerous cover-ups of the Biden crime family, most of the Democrats' case was based on fear-mongering fiction and gaslighting.
In Virginia, we've seen these kind of anti-government extremists take to the streets of Charlottesville in 2017, resulting in the death of Heather Heyer. We see the same kind of groups come to the forefront on January 6th. I think this is an ongoing threat to national security. This is a real ongoing threat. I can tell you from our intelligence committee that we've seen that many of these groups have connections and ties to anti-government extremist groups in Europe.
The Capitol staff, particularly the custodial staff, is made up of many people of color, particularly men of color, who were targets, obviously, of this racist, bigoted mob. The images of the Confederate flag, of the gallows with the rope and noose, typifies the horrible history of lynching in the South and throughout the country, set deep fear among many of us workers. I myself witness when I went down to the Capitol at about 7:30, about 2 to 3 men of color mopping the area, the blood from where the shooting occurred right outside the Capitol. And so I want to know what's being done with these workers that are traumatized. And first of all, sending them down there right after this horrific attack was somewhat troubling to begin with.
People who were dealing with blood were trained in biohazards, and so they had all the prerequisite skills to deal with the biohazards. The janitorial staff and the laborers who were vacuuming and cleaning up the glass, they volunteered to do that.
There is still no timetable regarding opening up the Capitol grounds to the taxpayer, but there is plenty of talk about fortified plans for emergency fencing and the installation of bulletproof glass on the 221-year-old building. Meanwhile, fortresses are being built to protect the ongoing madness of the leftist mob. As the New York Post reports, the Minneapolis courthouse, where ex-cop Derek Chauvin will stand trial for murder in the death of George Floyd, is being turned into a veritable fortress. Hennepin County District Court, where jury selection...
I've been thinking a lot lately about playing devil's advocate on air, about looking at the world from the perspective of the globalist, that the public's so dumbed down that they don't care that we're stealing their future from them, that we're poisoning them, that we're sterilizing them, then they deserve to be killed. Yes, that's the position of the globalists. They play God, and they think because we don't stand up, they have a right to do this to us. You know, I've told you that the globalists have tried to hire me. They've tried to get me to join them. But metaphysically, at a spiritual level, I have the Holy Spirit. I have a connection with God. And I know that God does not like that, so I cannot join the enemy. But I'll tell you, at a selfish level, I get very, very mad at people that go along with the system, believing you're part of it or believing you're getting power out of it. Whether you're just a steel worker or a school teacher or Henry Kissinger, you're not God. And treating other people like they're animals and you're God is something that the real God of the universe doesn't like. And that's a fact.
Welcome into the American Journal. We have a very special edition for you today. My name is Drew from 21 The Podcast, along with my good friend, Mr. Greg Reese here.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning. Good
Thanks
morning.
Thanks for joining us on this Monday morning. It's a little chilly here in Texas.
It is a little chilly. A little rainy, too.
Rainy, yeah.
Not happy about that. But, guys, I want to go ahead and let you know that we're going to be playing some different music this morning. So be prepared. I wanted to bring you in slowly with a little Teddy Pendergrass, my latest, my greatest. But today, this morning, we're going to be taking a lot of your calls. I actually want to go ahead and open up those phone lines now. I see where we still got them out. So the number to call is 877-789-2539. And it's going to be pretty much an open forum, pretty much anything you guys want to talk about with myself and Greg Reese. Greg, what are you thinking about this morning?
Well, I'm thinking that I'm grateful that the snow is gone in Texas. That traumatized me quite a bit. And I don't know. We got a nice big pile of news here today. Right in front of me is the Hong Kong protests, which I think is fitting because you and I were there to witness it.
Right. I really still think that that was the beginning of the whole coronavirus thing, to be honest.
Oh, 100%. I mean, when you look at the timing of it and everything, because it was the event 201 was scheduled just a, you know, 6 months after the protests really peaked and broke out and everything, and it was the COVID that finally got the protesters
quelled.
Exactly.
Yeah, because as soon as we got back, there was a bunch of stories that I was seeing that was basically like a mysterious virus was taking out some of the protesters and whatnot, and it kept saying mysterious virus. It went on for like 2 months, and then I guess it was like 4 or 5 months after we got back that it was actually called the coronavirus, and now we're getting locked down and everything like that.
When you look back, I mean, we remember when it was happening. We didn't know what was going on. We didn't know if it was going to be a real serious outbreak or what. But those of us that were sort of prepared for, you know, the eventual New World Order lockdown, we didn't know what to think. And but when you look back on it, you can see it so clearly. You know, like you said, they were putting out that headline, mysterious virus. And then after that, all those fake looking videos of people falling down in the streets in China and stuff like that.
Right.
And
whatever happened to that? Like, you never saw any videos in America where people were just falling out because of the coronavirus. I wonder what that was.
Well, I remember when it was I was suspicious of it. I remember thinking, oh, some of them look definitely fake. Some of them were arguable. But I remember thinking they're trying to create some type of narrative here. Mm. By doing this. But like I said, at the time, you didn't know. I mean, because, you know, a lot of us were expecting a bio attack. And so we didn't know if it was a real bio attack or not. But, yeah, I mean, you can see it all. They really thought that they were super clever. They just had this whole theater narrative all laid out.
Well, and anything coming from China is clearly propaganda. I mean, they're like pros at that. So it's like whenever we're seeing stuff where people are just falling out spontaneously, right. It's like, how are we supposed to believe it? I mean, because
how did we get that footage? Like, how are we seeing this video?
Right.
How did China not lock this down?
Exactly. Yeah. And then a lot of it, well, actually, none of it that I saw was like HD.
Right.
And you know, China has the good phones.
Yeah.
You know, they have all the good technology.
And the guy, there's the one guy who gets snagged out of his car with the fishing net.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that looked obviously staged and everything. It was, you know,
I was like a pool cleaner net.
Yeah.
That was weird, dude.
Super weird.
We were in Aransas Pass whenever like everything was first starting to get locked down. We were on the beach and me and Greg went down to get us some food. And then we're coming back and we start seeing like cop cars there. And we're already like at the corner, it's starting to look like it's setting up for a checkpoint. And in our heads, like we're seeing videos of them being swiped up in pool nets and,
yeah.
And everybody being stopped and yeah. tested and everything like that. And we're like, oh, we got to get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Like this isn't good.
Oh, we went ahead and saw, we thought we saw a police checkpoint. We did see a police checkpoint, but apparently it was for the college kids. Or yeah. Something like that.
It was spring break. It was spring around break. Spring break.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean,
and that's when it was only supposed to be 2 weeks and here we are almost a year later. I mean, what is it? 2 more weeks. And then that's the anniversary for everything.
Yeah, March 13th was the lockdown.
Jesus, man.
Friday the 13th.
It was a Friday. That's crazy.
Yeah.
There's so many weird things about the entire coronavirus ordeal, man. And it's like, I do appreciate InfoWars for pointing out quite a few of those because it's like, there's nobody else that's going to tell you stuff like that, stuff that you hear from here. Like if you're just tuning into CNN or any type of mainstream news, you're going to get the exact same narrative that whatever they want you to believe.
Yeah.
And doesn't let anybody question anything.
Well, COVID's the number one threat. This COVID hoax, in my opinion, is the biggest lie. It's the number one threat. And you're right. As far as the level that we're at, we're like the only ones talking about it.
So, yeah.
Which is kind of creepy, but at the same time, you know, I mean, it makes me want to work even harder because we have a job to do here to get this out. But we're starting to see pushback finally. I was just mentioning on the war room when I was here last week, I was at a local store. I won't mention what store, but it's a store I go to all the time right by my place, and the employees weren't wearing masks. So I was,
oh, really?
I was like, all right, well, maybe people are finally starting to get fed up.
Yeah, I was in Florida recently, and I got to say, just not only because of the weather, but because of the people, like nobody there is really too worried about masks. Like if they want to wear a mask, they're wearing a mask. But if you're not, like, they're not looking at you like you're crazy or anything, you know. But here in Austin, like, they're going to pick on you, like, look you dead in your face, like, why aren't you wearing your mask? Or sir, you need to put on your mask. Like, in Florida, they don't care, bro.
I can't, yeah. I look forward to that.
In some ways, Florida out Texas, Texas, in some ways.
Well, in a lot of ways lately, it seems, with their governor and their attitude. You know, Florida man has prevailed.
Florida man.
All of this. Yeah.
Bro, Florida man is a crazy guy. I never want to meet Florida man because this guy does some of the wildest stuff. Guys, just type in Florida man into Google for me and let's see what kind of headlines we're looking at this morning. Cause I guarantee you it's crazy. Anytime you type in Florida man to Google, you're going to see some of the wildest things. Oh yeah. Yeah. See, that actually happened to me too. Like, I mean, I didn't get in a pushing match with the Walmart guy, but, it was like when it first happened, I tried to walk into Walmart and, I didn't have a mask and dude, this old man, I'm telling you, like, cause you know, the door greeters are like 80 years old, most of them. And this guy was dead set on not letting me in the store. Then I just start yelling at him. Like, dude, you're not the cops, man. Like, unless you bring the police up here, I'm going into this Walmart.
Well, that's the thing. You know, David Icke talked about this 15 years ago, 20 years ago, more. Basically, he says, how do the few control the many? It's by getting us to police each other. And that's exactly what we're seeing. And, you know, we've seen it all our lives just through setting a set standard culture and then everyone policing it. But with the masks, I mean, it's like everyone is just you can see the people that were just dying to have some type of control over their neighbors now coming out of the closet with their masks, all playing little mini authoritarians here. And that's the only way they're really ultimately going to break us is by using the brainwashed sheep to police the rest of us. If we can rise above that and just stop caring what other people think about, then maybe we can get out of this.
Dude, some of these Florida man articles are pulling up, man. It gets crazier and crazier. The last one was a Florida man was laying in the middle of the road to watch the eclipse. Florida man wins $500,000 from a fortune cookie. That one's not too crazy. But dude, I'm telling you, man, Florida man is a crazy dude. And
I respect him now. You know, we used to.
Oh, you got to. You have to show Florida man respect.
Well, look what they've accomplished. You know, Florida.
Florida as a whole.
Florida man doesn't care about COVID.
No.
Florida man is not concerned about what the insane government tells you. You can say all you want about Florida man. You can say Florida man's crazy. You can say Florida man's wild. Florida man is the ideal archetype man that we want to be in America. We want to be wild. We want to be unhinged. We want to say no to big government. We want to say no to communism. And we want to just have a good wild time here in rugged jungle America.
That is
with
true.
With freedom.
Florida man is riddled with COVID, and he doesn't even care.
He doesn't care.
He doesn't let it stop him.
No,
he just keeps living his life.
He just keeps living his life. And that's why he's strong and healthy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're taking your calls on the other side. My name is Drew from 21 The Podcast, along with Greg Reese, and we'll be right back.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
The people are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back.
It's one of my favorite songs right here.
Used to spend my nights out in ballroom.
You know this song, Rick?
Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
See, I usually can't do a three-hour show without drinking, so I got to at least play drinking music. Get it going. It's early in the morning here. I'd like to welcome you guys back in. Thank you for joining us this morning on the American Journal. My name is Drew from 21 The Podcast. It's 21thepodcast.com. Along with my good friend Greg Reese. And we're going to start going to some of you guys' calls. Be sure you call in at 877-789-2539. Again, that's 877-789-2539. Call in now and we will take that call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. That's what we're here to do this morning. We're here to oblige you guys. Our first call, we're going to go to Johnny in Denmark. Johnny, how you feeling this morning?
Confused, more than anything.
Really? Why is that?
Well, there's puzzling evidence, to quote a Talking Heads song title. And it can be interpreted either way, and I just wanted to get your take on it. It seems, on the surface, that Trump has conceded and he's going to wait till 2022 or 2024 to get reelected. But then the question arises.
Johnny, let me stop you there. He's technically not the president now, right?
I guess so. It's kind of like a Ben Johnson or Carl Lewis win. I see it as the ostensible win before the so-called doping is discovered, or actually, proven.
Hmm.
I just find it very difficult to believe that someone with a lifetime of fighting so hard to win and always winning against the NWO and usually just when he's about to seem to lose would just give it up. And in particular, the two most puzzling things to me are, one, when the Pence pseudo confirmed the Electoral College vote on January 7th, Trump obviously, you don't have to be a legal expert. Just anyone with a nodding familiarity with the law and American law would know that he then had standing to refile with the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court had said that they didn't dismiss it on lack of merit. They dismissed it on lack of standing. Well, he had incontrovertible standing after the Electoral College vote was confirmed against him. And then not only didn't he do that, he went on TV and told lie is a harsh word, but I would say a false statement. I don't want to impute any intent to him, malevolent intent. And he said we pursued every avenue, legal avenue that we could, and he obviously didn't. Other thing is that the military has been consistently disrespecting Biden for months, not giving him any. Actually, Biden actually complained about it, not receiving intelligence reports, being cut out of the intelligence cycle, et cetera. And one would have thought if that were the case, one of his first acts as a supposed U.S. president would be to dismiss one or more, probably maybe all, of the Joint Chiefs of Staff.
All right, let me stop you there, Johnny. Greg, what do you think about this?
Well, I mean, I think first of all, I think President Trump is our lawful president. I mean, we don't know that with proof or evidence, but I think anyone with common sense and a brain can. I mean, we've all known that our elections have been rigged for my whole lifetime, for most of my whole lifetime. And so I think President Trump is our lawful president and Biden is our de facto president. I would also say that communist China is now our de facto government presiding in the federal government right now. So I would say that right now America is under communist rule de facto, meaning that that's just the way it is. De facto means that's just the way it is. They put themselves in there through force through lies and deceit, but they're there. And so that's the way it is. Now, the great thing about Trump is that I think I'm starting to realize that technically, if you're going to go by the words, he actually did drain the swamp, because what happened is he drained all the swamp down to the point where they're all exposed. And so we should celebrate the last 4 years because it put us in an incredible position right now. But right now it's time for us to start talking with each other and start organizing with each other and figuring out what we're going to do. Because if we don't do anything, if we just sit around and continue waiting for other people to step into the ring and do things for us, then we're all going to lose. So I'm not saying, I mean, I have no answers. I don't know how exactly what we're going to do, but it's time we need to start talking to each other. Talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, get organized, figure out what's going on, get mad, get angry.
Well, the first thing you said, Greg, was that elections have been rigged your entire lifetime. Is this minus Trump?
I think you mean...
like when he first got elected.
You know, people can tell me all day long how Trump is part of the plan. Explain that to me like I'm 5 years old, because I'm sorry, I don't see it. If they really wanted to pull this COVID nonsense off, they would have done it slowly and incrementally, and it would have worked then. It would have completely worked. Because what the Trump era did is it woke up a bunch of normies, like more normies than I've ever seen woken up in the past 15 years.
The only thing about the entire Trump administration and the MAGA movement to me is that when people like say all elections were rigged or this, that, or the other, it always excludes Trump because Trump was, you know, the only one that did the right thing. And I don't think that that's a good way to look at certain things.
Well, no, I think the way it is I had a very childish, immature way of looking at the rigged elections. I didn't vote. I voted once. And then once I decided that the election was rigged, I stopped voting. I just gave up on my vote. What I realized in 2016 is that was a very narrow, immature, simple, paranoid way of thinking, is that what I learned is that they can rig elections, but they don't do it the way I thought they did it. And the reason that Trump won was because they underestimated him. You can see that now. You can totally see now with COVID that they did they thought we were all more brainwashed than we were. A lot of us were completely brainwashed and are, but there's enough of us that aren't.
Well, I do agree that COVID did, with what Trump said yesterday, that COVID really did change the entire rules of the game for this election. And this election was clear. There was a lot of things in motion that weren't necessarily legal, that people just kind of let go by the wayside. But I mean, a lot of people still question the Trump-Hillary election. You know, there's no telling really what went on there. And I mean, I just don't think that we should exclude Trump from potentially not being the hero that everybody thinks he is. Not everybody, but the MAGA people.
Well, I mean, Trump did more for this country than anyone I know alive. And so, I, it's like we need to move on. We need to be present and focused in the present. But everyone complaining about Trump, I would ask them, what have they done? What have you done for your country? Other than sit around and watch and complain.
Well, I love that you're sitting around watching and potentially complaining about us being on the American Journal this morning. Again,
distinct possibility
of us coming right back and taking your calls. That's right, 877-789-2539. My name is Drew from 21 The Podcast, along with my good friend Greg Reese, and we will be right back with you guys. Baby, come back.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
My enemies are your enemies. They're the globalists. They're the exterminists. They are a consortium of mad scientists, pedophiles, control freaks, devil worshippers, vampires, whatever you want to call them, that are highly predatory and are setting up a false fantasy land system of constant bombardment of propaganda, drugs, and electromagnetic radiation to change the very DNA of the human species, to mutate us into a form that they can control like a pawn on a chessboard. The bottom line is they want to play God. They are playing God, and the noose is only going to tie it around our necks from here on out. So many other people want to be positive. They want to put out fake news and want to only cover limited amounts of what's happening with the New World Order. But at the end of the day, it's all about depopulation. It's all about world government. It's all about the end of the human system as we know it. And on its ashes, a nightmare being built. Only admitting it can turn it around and stop it. Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Morning, Syria. This is the American Journal. My name is Drew from 21 The Podcast. That's 21thepodcast.com, along with Mr. Greg Reese. And we're going right back to your calls. John in Texas wants to talk about the Syria strike. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, I'm Arab Christian American, and I honestly got to tell you guys, anybody who's complaining about Trump is insane. Sorry, guys. Trump is the best example of an American other than Alex Jones and Ron Paul that you're going to find. Greg Reese is totally right. He did more for America than anybody ever. You guys got to remember there's a civil war. It's not really a civil war. A proxy war going on all over the Middle East because Obama and Clinton, Secretary of State, They were doing a plan, and the plan is part of the global government agenda. You got the Belt and Road Initiative. If you look at it, it's a infrastructure project leading to Israel. Now, I'm not anti-Semitic, but you got to understand something, guys. They're going to rebuild the temple. and that'll be the religious headquarters of the One World religion. And Israel will be the capital of the One World government, where the Antichrist will rule out of. And that's why the Belt and Road Initiative is just pointing to Israel. So the civil war, the proxy war, creating ISIS, removing all the native Christians, that's part of this global agenda. And Trump, he really did put a wrench in their plans. He actually did attack ISIS instead of running air support for ISIS, right? And so his Syria strike was a bait and switch. He told them he was going to do it, and he launched a bunch of cruise missiles to make a big show of it, and it really didn't do anything. And he didn't attack Syria with the fake, he's gassing his own people. And then he cut off the Palestinians from the aid, which is actually good for the Palestinians, because if they don't step up and unify, their cause is dead. And getting them on the aid is a way to keep them as losers. And that's why Biden was so fast to put them right back on the aid. But anyway, I got to tell you guys about the Iranian deal, because this is really important information. I hope, you know, you guys can spread it, especially you, Greg Reese. You could look into it and then, like, find out. Because there's that YouTube channel called Memory, Middle East Research Institute, something like that. And they posted a video of the former Iranian foreign minister. And he literally just says on YouTube that the Iranian government hacked an American drone and made it land. And it had classified information on it. And they used that to blackmail the Obama administration into a more favorable Iranian nuclear deal. So a lot of people think, they gave them those pallets of cash because they're pro-Iran. That's not what happened at all. So you need to look into that. Their arms were twisted in order to do that.
All right, John. I'm going to cut you off right there. What do you think about that, Greg Reese?
Well, I mean, that's a very interesting subject to me. I need to look into that, because I'm curious as to why, you know, why they bombed Syria recently. I haven't really gotten any details into that. And Iran is, people who follow my work know that's something I'm a little bit obsessed with, is Iran. I think Iran is the future of Iran is crucial to the future of the Middle East, the stability of the Middle East. You know, also what you're talking about, building the temple in Israel, that does seem to be, like, I remember seeing a very spooky documentary back in the day about the prophetic evangelicals that believe in prophecy. And a lot of these, even Christians, they want to see the temple rebuilt in Israel, but they also want to see the temple and Israel destroyed, because they believe that they believe that in order for Christ to return, they have to go through these steps. There's no evidence of this. This is just an ideology, belief system based on the Bible. But there's I've seen no evidence of this. It's just madness.
John, thank you for your call. We're going to go out to the next caller, and that's David from Cali, who says we are on a stage. What are you saying with that, David?
Hey, good morning. How you guys are doing?
Great. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. I'm hanging in there. First of all, before I like to start this message, I'd like to say to the listeners and to everybody that the goal in life is to have eternal life. There's no other goal.
That's not my goal. I don't want eternal life. I feel like that would go way too long.
Yeah, I'm good with that. I think I know where you're going, and I'm good with that. Keep going.
Yes, sir. This is part two. There's seven parts to this. I have a lot to speak about. I only can get in what I can get in. But I like to do a continuation of from part one. So what I'm getting to here is that this is a computer generated system that's been laid out as far as their blueprint. Now it's as far as what Alex was saying on Spotify when he was first on Spotify with Joe Rogan, it's basically what's going on. But as far as the way he was, you know, saying it to the people, to the listeners, it's kind of hard, you know, for people to understand it's not on the same platform, which meaning that they're not all the way in tuned with God. And people need to understand that we need to get away from the platform of using the internet and things like that, because the simple fact of it creates a possession, a summons, and we got to understand that. Now, what I mean by generated system is that this has all been generated out, you know, as far as the layout is throughout the years and time, as in far as the color code system with the 9/11, the phones with Obama giving away the phones, somewhat in that nature, as in far as throughout time, it just like Alex says, it just like slowly kills you. You're slowly dying, you know.
Well, I couldn't. I agree. I agree 100%. And it's like, you know, I was just thinking last night while I was obsessively going over my mobile phone about how almost every like man that I respect has this addiction to their phone. And it's like, you're right, because the way you connect to God is to connect to the world around you, to connect to the present moment, to connect to right now in the present, feel what's happening right now, touch nature, experience nature. God is felt in the present moment. And what the phones are doing is they're taking us out of the present moment and they're just distracting us. And we need to somehow, succeed in getting past that. You know, yeah, we have COVID right now. We have all these things we're facing, but in the end, we need to eventually get back to.
And that's another thing that was even pushed like phones harder. It's like with COVID, you know, everybody had to stay home. Everybody, you know, all they could do was sit there and watch Netflix, scroll down Instagram and Facebook. And it just gave another dimension of actually being, you know, stuck to this thing.
Yeah. And there's a Bible passage. I'm not going to, you know, be able to quote it or say which one it is, but it basically says where two or more people are gathered in my name, I am there, or something like that. Or church exists where there are two or more people gathered in my name. And that's one of the reasons why they're trying to isolate us and shut down, you know, any type of business or social gathering that involves people getting together. They want us alone so that they can just transmit information to us on our mobile phones. And it's outrageous and diabolical, and it's actually working.
Well, David, I want to say thank you for your call. And before we go to this next break, I want to remind you guys that this is brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Now, one of the things that I can plug and actually stand behind is the storable food here. With everything that we had going on with the winter storm, from not being able to go to grocery stores and get gas and everything like that, storable foods is one of the things that you guys definitely need to have in your repertoire. Me personally, I actually really like the macaroni and cheese that's in the storable foods that we have here. But you can go to InfoWarsStore.com, get your year supply, your 6 month supply, whatever you think that you may need, because I do think that more of these type of events are coming. And just like that, we're playing California Dreamin', and I hope that these Californians will dream of California more and just decide to stay there. We will be right back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the American Journal. I am Drew. That is Greg Reese. And we will see you in about 4 minutes.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well, because the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Trump.com.
I knew Trump was embattled. I knew he was surrounded by cowards and by double-talking agents of the enemy. And a lot of people just couldn't believe it. They're like, oh, no, it's 3G chess, 5G chess. He's invincible. And I understand why people wanted to believe that, because this is scary what's going on. Global government, the New World Order. And now that people woke up to the fact that's real, they want somebody to come save them from. Well, Trump sure as hell tried. My gosh, look at how prescription drug prices just tripled or quadrupled, depending on the drug, once Biden signed that executive order. We pay the most of anybody in the world. That's just one case of hundreds of things that Trump had reversed. And now people are going to feel the sting and the pain, the energy cost, everything else. But what's really illustrated this is the trial in the Senate, where Trump's own lawyers are attacking him and putting him down and saying he lost the election and just engaged in all sorts of criminal activity. Because the fix is in, folks. The swamp is deep. Trump fought it, but it's up to us to win it.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out with third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander
apart, a little bit more of that smooth early morning music. How deep is it, Greg?
Oh man, how deep is my love?
How deep is your love, Greg?
How deep is your love?
You sing it so beautifully.
Thank you.
My name is Drew from 21, the podcast, along with my great friend, Mr. Greg Reese here. One thing I do want to, plug a couple things for myself, just because I'm blessed to have this platform this morning. First off is 21thepodcast.com. Make sure you go there, get onto the YouTube and subscribe. I need 80 more subscribers as of this morning to officially monetize. So if you guys could help me get there, that would be fantastic. Also on a little bit more somber news, my little brother, recently lost his wife to cancer at 27 years old. He is now a single father with four kids. And on my Twitter, there is actually a GoFundMe. And I would really appreciate it if you guys could go to that. And, if you find it in your heart to donate a little bit to my brother and his family, they're my beautiful nieces and nephews right there. But yeah, it was just a, it's a crazy thing. Life comes at you fast. And so yeah, if y'all can find that in your heart to do that. But we're going to go back out to your calls and bring up the mood a little bit from that. We're going to go to Clint in Kansas who wants to tell some jokes. Clint, go right ahead.
Oh, hi. Am I clear?
You are clear.
Okay, first of all, I got a T-shirt.
That's not a
joke. You know the word endeavor, E-N-D-E-A-D-O-R?
Mm-hmm.
How about America Forever Endeavor?
Yeah, I like that.
If you want to make a poem, we will never surrender, America Forever Endeavor.
There you go.
So,
okay, another one, you know how they keep canceling your website?
Yes.
How about end InfoFAUX Wars. InfoWars.
Say that last one again.
InfoFAUX Wars. InfoWars.
Oh, like it's fake info. Then we'd be fake news, Clint. Clint, you haven't made me laugh yet, man. You said you wanted to tell some jokes.
Okay. America has to understand this. After Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, the Supreme Court became a ruthless organization.
That's a good one.
All right. I like that. Yeah.
That's a good one. What else you got, Clint?
Just a second.
Okay. Well, we're waiting on you live on air.
This is a message from Dorothy and Toto from Kansas. Dorothy wants to ask Biden if the wizard has gotten back to him about his brain yet.
Without what?
And to Nancy Pelosi about her question. No, there's nothing the wizard can do if someone throws a bucket of water.
Well, that one wasn't as funny as the first. Thank you for calling in, Clint. We're going to go to Mark in New York. He wants to talk about Trump's speech yesterday. What's up, Mark?
Hey, guys. You know what? You two make a wonderful team. You really honestly do.
Thank you. Thank
you. Absolutely wonderful. All right. Now, Trump's speech yesterday, you know, I never paid attention to Trump before, you know, when he was doing his, like, whatever show, you know, your fired show, whatever, all that stuff. I only started paying attention to him when he decided to become a presidential candidate. But I worked very, very hard as a moderator at RSBN, and they were going to close down. They were going to close down chat for RSBN. Okay, I worked very hard, and Trump. What he's done is he's shown us the difference for genuine people like you and me. You know, I ain't got no money. I ain't got no nothing. I live in Buffalo, New York. I do have a nice motorcycle, but that's beside the point.
Right.
The thing is, yes, sir.
Oh, no, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. The thing is, he has shown us, the American people, the difference between a good outcome and a bad outcome. And Joe Biden has shown us the swamp again. And what has happened is that the swamp is being totally exposed. Now, as far as Trump running for office in 2024, I don't know. I think he may be more effective as a private citizen, just promoting people that are younger. You know, I'm an old fart, too. What am I, Allison, 64 years old now? Yeah, see, I'm too old to do this stuff.
Well, Mark.
But I still got the mind of a three-year-old, right?
Yeah, I can relate to that.
A 36-year-old Russian gymnast. The thing is that, yeah, a little bit of new blood, and, you know, call Trump the kingmaker for the next generation of politicians.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I think Trump did an incredible job exposing the corruption, like I said, to a lot of people that weren't even aware of it.
You were talking about this earlier this week about draining the swamp. And
yeah.
So what exactly does that mean as far as what has happened?
Well, to me, it means, like, a lot of people thought that draining the swamp meant that this one guy was going to fix all of our problems in front of him. We're just going to sit home and watch it and eat popcorn. That's what people seem to think. But now that it's all said and done, how did he not drain the swamp? I mean, we've seen that the job situation in America was all contrived. We've seen that all you need is to turn that around. You can turn it around. We were told that was a lie. We were told that that's just the way it is. So we saw that was a lie. Now that Biden's in there, we're seeing a contrast. We're seeing what a good American president does and what a bad American president. As far as the next president, I think we need someone a little more hardcore. I would rather see DeSantis in 2024 than Trump. But I do agree with you. Trump is a kingmaker. Trump is probably made himself an icon, one of the most an archetype of what a patriot should behave like. Although I'd like to see, like I said, I'd like to see a little more radical, you know?
All right, so we're going to go back out to the phone line. We're going to go to Chris from Missouri, who wants to talk about the Olympics. What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
All right, so I have a lot I want to talk about. First off, just a couple of, like, previous callers. I just kind of want to, like, add some points. So first off, Greg, like, with the war in Syria, I would say go to endtime.com and look up Interferent for the Antichrist. Essentially, with the biblical timeline, there's only a few things that have to happen, and that's one of them. And I would also just want to shout out the Hagman Report, anything to do with Steve Quayle, because I've just been learning so much.
Oh, speaking of the Hagman Report, I want to remind people to go to 21thepodcast.com and make sure you subscribe there as well. But go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, and so the Trump thing, here's the thing. I truly think that Trump 2024 is the definition of insanity. I mean, seriously, we got 350 million Americans, and we got the guy whose son-in-law owns the building where they're rolling out the Mark of the Beast. Trump had more of, like, to do with anything than rolling out the precedent for the Mark of the Beast. I would love Trump to be a coach. Personally, I think General Flynn, Josh Hawley would be my ticket, and obviously we have plenty of time to debate that. And then I think, like, the new Make America Great Again would be take the Mark of the Beast and shove it up the Democratic Party logo with the donkey, right? And then so the idea I have is essentially the Olympics is, like, countries coming together instead of fighting, like, we settle it on the sports field. And the last time they canceled the Olympics was, I believe, 1948 or maybe 1936 France, like, right before they had World War II. And essentially, like, if we're not going to have sports, essentially we're all waiting to kill each other. So I think if we can't at least have the Olympics, I think we should play the NBA in China. And I think the Chinese people love the NBA. You know, they love Kobe. And I think
Chris, we're going to have to stop you there. We're running out of time. One thing I do want to say about the Olympics, it does suck that it was canceled this year because this was the best logo they had ever had. Like, it all just worked out in the 2020 and then Japan. And man, whoever created that logo, I'm sure, was pissed that they weren't able to actually go ahead with the Olympics this year. All right, guys. So I believe that was our first hour here on American Journal. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Yeah, there's the logo right there. Look how perfect that is. That's exactly what an Olympic logo should look like. Anyways, I'd like to thank you guys for tuning in to the American Journal. We are still taking your calls at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. We will be back with hour two of the American Journal with myself. My name is Drew from 21thepodcast.com and my good friend, Greg Reese.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth. Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price. Ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome you guys back to American Journal. We're playing a little Daft Punk Defunk for you, along with their recently released video, basically announcing their retirement. It's a pretty good video. I do suggest if you watch it, at least for the first, I think 3 minutes, make sure you play it at double speed, because it's basically just him walking. But all the shots are great. The message is fantastic, and the what would you call that? I guess the peak pinnacle of their video. It's just so well done.
Well, these guys have had a great run. They've brought lots of great entertainment. And I know they're from France, but...
The France.
But, it just makes me think of American culture. Because American culture for me is, women, V8 cars, guns, and art and music and creativity and good times. That's... American freedom to me. That's why I fight. And
put up the other video, guys.
Good job, Daft Punk.
Yeah, good job, guys. And it's like there's only like one picture, like one or two pictures of them without their helmets. And to carry out an entire career and not in this sort of fashion, like it was hardly ever done. I mean, it spawned people like Marshmello, and then that other guy that was a dead mouse, to not show themselves and just be a DJ and let the music speak for itself. This is the best part of the video here to me.
Well, yeah, I mean that speaks a lot about them as artists. Is the helmets, because one of the biggest shortcomings and shortfalls of our the entertainment world. Is the application of the ego to it, attaching the faces to it. And then, that's the whole thing. You fall in love with these people for no good reason, or you fall in love with them for good reason because they're making good music, but they took themselves out of the equation and made themselves these little robot creatures.
Right.
I respect that. It's beautiful art.
Yeah. And like, seriously, they literally let the music speak for themselves. And then the end of the video is basically just a sunset with, one of the members of Daft Punk walking out into the sunset. It's a really great video. If y'all haven't seen it, y'all should go check it out with the original score. We played Defunk by Daft Punk, coming into it, but, it's definitely worth watching with the original score. We are taking your phone calls this morning at 877-789-2539. We actually got full phone lines right now. So if you're trying to call in and you can't get in just yet, just be patient. We're here for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk to you guys. My name is Drew, once again, from 21 The Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure you go to that YouTube and subscribe. I'm here with Greg Reese, who actually still has a YouTube, which I'm super surprised about still.
Yeah, it'll be gone soon. My YouTube has got 2 strikes, and they keep deleting videos. And so the one more strike, and I'm gone.
One more strike, and you're out, Greg.
So you can find me. I think I'm going to be on Gab TV and BitChute and stuff, but I gotta get that together.
And, of course, band.video.
That's right, band.video.
And if you guys don't know, I know this is the first 5 and a lot of radio stations don't pick it up, but the reason why we are here is because of InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure you go there and check out some of the great products that we do have there. I'm not much of a supplement guy, so I can't do much for plugging supplements, but like I said earlier, the storable foods is one of the greatest ways to go in these uncertain times, as well as the Alexa Pure Pro, because you want to have water. We ran out of water here as well. Here in Texas, but we will be right back after this short break. Make sure y'all stay tuned to the American Journal. We took a trip, now we on your block, and it's like a ghost town.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone. And it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
We already played this song.
Yeah, but it's a good one.
That's a good one. This is Greg Reese's pick.
Yeah, I picked three of these songs. This is one of my three. Welcome back. Good morning. Welcome back to American Journal. Infowars.com. Band.video brought to you by InfowarsStore.com. I do like supplements. I've been taking supplements my whole life. And the Infowars, that was, as an Infowars store supporter before I got the job here, that was one of my favorite things about the job. Or that was one of my favorite things about InfoWars, like I said before I got the job, was their products are great. And their supplements in particular, supplements are something I've been taking for many years. And like I've said this before, I've always questioned what they're if they're doing anything. But, you know, Alex says what we do here is we try to get the most potent quality products on the market. And that's been my experience, especially with the bodies, the turmeric. That's been helping me a great deal lately with my back. And I do the Super Male Vitality. I do the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, the Winter Sun. I do as much as I can, and I love it. I definitely feel a difference. And the most important thing is you're supporting the InfoWars. You're supporting Band.video. You're supporting the most banned broadcast in the world. And that's one of the fun things about doing these morning shows is that we get to talk to the callers. We get to talk to the people that put food on our tables, the people that support this this massive, impressive media empire that Alex Jones has created. And we're doing important work here, like we were saying earlier. As far as the level of audience we have, I don't know of many people that are actually exposing the COVID hoax. One of the great things you can do, not just support getting the truth out about the COVID hoax, but health, you know, improve your immune system, make your immune system stronger by building up your health. Supplements do help, especially because we have all this poison in the food. So it's good to eat good, organic, healthy food, get your supplements, keep yourself as healthy as possible, because the future is just going to become more difficult, and it's going to depend on people getting back to good health, body, mind, and spirit.
Back to the basics.
Back to the basics.
And we're going to go back to you guys' phone calls. Now, what we're going to do is we're actually going to limit everybody to about 1 minute. We just want to make sure we can squeeze in as many as possible. And the first caller we're going to go to is Chris in Massachusetts. Wants to talk about Chris Sky. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, I just wanted to bring up that over this time, I've been trying to figure out ways to tell people, you know, with like about the vaccine, just do your research and about COVID. And my first reaction is always to get mad at someone. Like, Greg, if I said to you, if you don't get the vaccine, you're the problem with the COVID still going, you would instantly get mad, right?
Yeah, I would.
Me too. And, but the problem is these people, they're, you have to think of it. This is what Chris Guy said. They're literally scared, most of them. They're genuinely scared, so they're walking around with a mask on. So if we have to be kind of like bigger people and just, even if they're being rude to us, just talk to them and give them facts about the situation, because if you tell someone they're brainwashed, it's not going to help because they're just going to get mad at you.
Chris, you know, you're right. And you're actually speaking to me on a more deeper level, because I've found, I like to think of myself as a decent, compassionate human being, but I'll be honest, in the past, since COVID started, I've found my compassion and my empathy dwindling for the sheep. You know, I find myself even blaming, I think I've said it on air a couple times, that I have more respect for the enemy than I do for the sheep. And if it wasn't for the sheep, we wouldn't be in this problem. But you're absolutely right. The only way we're really going to get out of this is to wake people up. That's really the ultimate solution. And you're right. These people are afraid. And we do need to have more compassion and empathy and understanding for them, because these are our brothers. These are our sisters. These are our mothers and fathers. And they're just good people that believe what they're told.
Yeah. And I don't necessarily call them sheep. That's just because of the way I talk. But I do believe that they have a little bit of an idiocracy within themselves, that they are not really completely understanding what's going on. And, you know, for their entire lives, they've been told what to do by the mainstream and, you know, by the herd, which I guess is the sheep. Okay, that makes sense. But like you said, you do have to have a little bit of compassion for them. I've stopped being so rude to people that, you know, tell me to wear a mask. I just put on my magic mask and I guess I can go wherever I want, as Greg Reese says, the magic mask. People are people, man. They're going to continue to be idiots. Thanks for calling in, Chris. Steven in Florida wants to talk about child trafficking and a porn problem with society. And I'm glad we've limited calls to 1 minute. Let's go, Steven.
Yeah, hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Yeah, Owen had a guest on his show last night, Craig Sawyer. I'd really recommend everyone go to that site, Vets for Child Rescue. I found out about his movie, Contraland, through... And this is what I wanted to point out as far as the whole porn industry. If you go to a website, it's Dr. Judith Reisman, R-E-I-S-M-A-N. Greg, I want to give you a homework assignment. Do a report on this. I've been trying to get Alex to have Dr. Reisman on the show for years. But the thing is this, okay, she's the foremost expert on this whole issue with pedophilia and the porn industry, and discovered that back in the 30s through 50s, there was a guy named Alfred Kinsey. This is the most evil man in the history of America. And the thing is, what he did was undermine the whole jurisprudence system that had laws on the books that had the death penalty for sex crimes, okay? And what he did was he did experimentation on children as young as 2 months old with pedophiles, okay, to promote his thing that children are sexual from birth, and so that makes it okay. Well, the thing is, one of the main people that promoted his work was a guy that became the head of what we know as the Playboy Empire, Hugh Hefner. So the thing I want to say is this. I want to say this especially to guys out there. If you indulge in porn, and especially if you claim to be a Christian, you are supporting pedophilia, because that is what the porn industry was built on. Stop involving yourself in what Jesus called adultery of the heart. It is wickedness. It is sin, because porn does not promote pleasure. It promotes abuse and selfishness toward women and especially toward children. It is evil and it is of Satan.
Thank you, Stephen. Thank you for your call.
Stephen, I agree 100%. And Alfred Kinsey, yeah, what an evil monster that was. And pornography is technically illegal. It's, you know, I've been using my new favorite word is de facto. So yeah, like, porn is de facto, legal, but it's not, the only reason that it's allowed is because no one fights it. But on the books, it's still illegal. It's just that we've given up on fighting it because of people like Alfred Kinsey, because of people like Hugh Hefner, because of the Planned Parenthood movement, that allegedly decided to do all this to make sex more of a perverse behavior rather than a sacred act of between a man and a woman, which is what it is.
You know, I didn't know too much about the beginning of porn or the pedophilia behind it. My main problem with porn is the titles. It's everybody screwing their stepsisters, and
well, that's what it is.
Stepsisters, I mean, getting caught in the dryers.
Yeah, it's they like, want you. They
this
want
isn't real.
No, they want you to. They want you down a dark road. They want to take away the sacredness between man and woman. They want you to have sex with your family. They want you to have sex with kids. Yeah, if you turn on porn, chances are, you know, 80% of the stuff you're watching is slavery.
Slavery. That is true. Jefferson in Virginia, what do you got for us?
Good morning, Greg. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jefferson.
We're living in one big
PSYOP right now. We're about to pass $1.9 trillion in COVID aid, most of which is not COVID aid at all. And guess who's going to cast the deciding vote in the Senate?
Who?
Kamala Harris. She's the president of the Senate. It's going to go to a tie, and then she's going to cast the deciding vote. She's not even in office legally because she's not naturally born or a natural born citizen of the United States. I need you guys to get in touch with your legal team, Norm Pattis, Mark Randazza, Robert Barnes, and have them clear up whether they believe Kamala Harris is a natural born citizen. I know this all goes back to birtherism.
Well, Jefferson, we're about to go to break, man. We appreciate your call, and we will make sure to pass along that message. Everybody, this is American Journal. My name is Drew. That is Greg. We will be back right after this short break.
On my taxes, I'm too turned up. Virgil got a paddock on my wrist going nuts. Caught me slipping once, okay, so what?
I actually bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well, with or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
As men age, they often experience a slowdown in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out and have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency. For everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
I got sunshine in a bag. I'm feeling glad that y'all are tuned in to the American Journal. My name is Drew from 21thepodcast.com, along with my great friend Greg Reese here. And we're going to go right back to you guys' calls right after a little bit more Gorillaz. Hold on. Get a little bit more, TJ.
My cage. Now, time for me is nothing because I'm counting no eggs. Nah, I couldn't be there. Now, you should.
Man, imagine that. Like, just getting awesome.
And I'm under
each you know, I used to think they would never start a nuclear war because it would be too devastating to the planet. And I used to think that that would be even the psychopaths wouldn't do that. But if you haven't seen it yet, go on YouTube and look up. It's been around for a while. It's a video on YouTube about how many nuclear explosions have been blown off on the planet. And I'll give you a spoiler alert. It's over 2,000.
And that has to be doing something to, like, our as, like, we talk about global warming and the coal plants and the oil plants are doing all this, but it's like, y'all are blowing up nuclear bombs.
Yeah.
You know?
There it is. That's the one right there. And when I watched this video the first time, what I realized is that there's nothing stopping them from having a nuclear war, because if we can survive 2,000 nukes, you don't need 2,000 nukes for
that. Looks like Nevada, and it looked like they did one in Texas.
Yeah, it's mostly it's all in the Southwest, and Russia is the majority of them.
And where was that one that was just in the Gulf Coast? That looked like it's like Alabama or Georgia or something. It's
crazy, right? Most of them are underground.
Oh, okay. I guess that makes sense. But still, man, then you're just making the soil probably like Chernobyl.
Yeah,
it's like that's no good. All right. Anyways, let's go back out to the calls. One that stuck out to me because she wants to talk about alien abduction is Christine from California. Christine, how you doing?
Hi.
Hi.
Hey, Christine.
Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
We can.
Okay. Well, okay, several things. First off, there are three researchers, and if you got pen and paper, everybody should get the names down. David Jacobs. Of Temple University, Bud Hopkins, I think he's deceased, and Daryl Sims.
Hey, Christine, we're limiting the calls to a minute, so let's get into alien abduction.
All right. Now, the main thing is, first off, there's just the office attitude of New Agey kind of meditative whatnot in the space aliens. They're our brothers or what have you. Or then there's the Grays of the bad guys and Nordics of the good guys. And actually, they've all been seen working together by abductees on board ships, so sometimes the Nordics in charge. So they're all up to it for something there, and it's not good. On different occasions, the different human beings, two Grays, a Nordic, and a Reptoid, claimed that their people originated here on Earth. So it sounds like they want to come back, and they want to take over. And that kind of, and the demonic element, one Gray told a human that there is a devil, and we're more afraid of him than you are. Now, some people figure they're all demons. Others figure they're nuts and bolts and flesh and blood. And I figure it's both. And they're real bad news. And I think they're the product of genetic engineering that was done before the flood. and were off-world when the flood hit and have been pretty much limited like that for a long time.
Christine, I really appreciate the call, but we gotta move on. Greg, what do you think about
this? Well, I mean, this is a subject that I think is talked about, should be talked about a lot more.
Don't forget the bug up there, guys.
Is the alien abduction experience. I spent like a year going down that rabbit hole. Bud Hopkins is a great, great resource to look into. There's a lot. I mean, you'll go down a very strange rabbit hole with that. I was just telling Drew before the break when we were looking at that call. I highly recommend anyone who's looked into the alien abduction experience, which I think you should. I think you should also look into a documentary called The Nightmare. And the Nightmare is a documentary about, night tremors, sleep apnea, night terrors, whatever you want to call it. Apparently it happens to about 50% of the population, and it's 50% of the people I've talked to says it happens to them. But if you watch that documentary and if you are aware of the alien abduction experience, you'll find that it's identical almost. It's the same experience in little details even, which tells me that it is interdimensional or spiritual or demonic or yes, I agree with this caller. I would say that the dark ones, the non-humans, have been hiding and they're sick of hiding. They want to come out into the open. And
yeah, you mentioned that.
I wouldn't be surprised if this whole thing, COVID, the whole thing is all about trying to let these dark ones come back to the surface and rule over us, because there's no one wants to hide, especially if you're into power and control. You want to rule from the throne. And so all these Pelosi's and Schumer's, these are just the human Judas goats that are selling out the human race for these non-humans.
Greg, do you have any crazy dreams that you would like to talk about?
Do I have any crazy dreams that I want to talk about? Are you trying to get, are you
trying to analyze you right now?
Oh, no, not presently, but I just wanted to comment that this is a, you know, we need to get to the point to stop snickering at the alien situation. I mean, the part of the disinfo operation that's been going on for the past several decades is to get us to laugh and snicker at it. But it's
I've been having a crazy dream, if you wanted to know.
I want to know your crazy dream.
My crazy dream, that it's a reoccurring dream, is that I'm always driving and I somehow lose control and I like just plow into the side of like an overpass. And I'm not happy about that because whenever it snowed here, like I slid for a little bit. We won't talk about your driving experience during the snow.
No.
But I slid a little bit, dude, and it felt just like my dream. And I was just like, all right, I'm letting it go.
Yeah.
I'm just going to let it happen.
Yeah. Dude. The snow in Texas was traumatizing.
All right. One more call before we go to break. We're going to go to Scott in Florida, who wants to talk about the Syria strike as well. Go ahead, Scott.
Yes. Good morning, Drew and Greg. I'd like to say the U.S. attacked Syria and must stay out of the Middle East altogether. Joseph Stalin Biden is trying to widen a war against America's ultimate enemy, Iran. President Trump was pulling numerous American troops out of Iraq, Afghanistan, and in the Middle East in general. Now Biden is trying to widen the war with Syria, hoping to start a major war against Iran with AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, pushing the U.S. into a war with Iran. AIPAC and the Jewish lobby are beating the war drums so that more American soldiers die or are seriously wounded fighting Israel's wars. Meanwhile, the Zionists will continue to sit on the sidelines fighting to the very last American soldier. The Jewish lobby wields tremendous power, and it always intimidates our elected officials to either vote for Israel or else face the consequences of losing their seat. Unfortunately, our cowardly elected officials would much rather have American soldiers die and be maimed than lose their precious seats.
Scott, that was a beautiful call, man. Well, very well worded and articulate on that. I appreciate you calling in. Guys, we're about to go to our third break of the hour. We will be coming back to you in about 4 minutes. One thing I do want to ask you guys to do, go to 21thepodcast.com, subscribe to my YouTube. Also on my Twitter, there's a GoFundMe. Very tragic event that happened in my family recently. If you can find it in your heart to donate to that GoFundMe, that would be great. Also, during this 4 minute break, make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com, get you some storable food, get you some supplements. You guys need it. You guys want it. And another thing that you really want is to stick around, because we're going to go right back to your calls here in 4 minutes. That's 4 minutes.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this.
That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supernova Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
Throughout history, there have been two basic forms of civilizations and different mixes of the two. One is born of Renaissance, the other is born of conquest. One bases its power on having strong, enlightened, focused people with an ethos and a culture and ingenuity, art and skill and strength. The other is based on the massive number of slaves it controls with a tiny elite above it. America is transferring out of a system based on the ethos of liberty and freedom into one of total mass high-tech slavery. That's why the globalists tell us America was founded on slavery when it wasn't. They point out one of our evils so they can invert the fact that they are truly the slave masters. A global permanent lockdown is here. It is already causing millions and millions to starve to death. When they're done, billions will starve to death. Even the former head of the Ministry of Defense in England and a top general have come out and said the COVID lockdown is going to trigger a giant new world war. That's the facts. This is the Bill Gates New World Order weapon.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I, myself, and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
TheResistance.video. 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 InfoWars.com. Newswars.com, Band.video, and hundreds of other URLs we've launched have been banned. That's why every month we launch a new URL before they ban it. But Soros and Bill Gates and the globalists are on our tail. But the new website is TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video. They're trying to block us because the truth is powerful and can defeat them. So the new URL that links right to Band.video and all of our videos and all of our documentaries and all the special reports and all the suppressed information is at TheResistance.video. Share the link, TheResistance.video, TheResistance.video.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Love it, man.
25 lighters on my dresser. I got stuck get paid.
We got 25 lighters on the dresser. Yes, sir. Got stuck get paid. I got 25 lighters for my 25 phone. About to break the mic.
I had to play some H-Town music. You guys' normal guest, Mr. Harrison Smith, want to give a special congratulations to the new Bambino in his life. He has a new baby. That's why he's not here, and that's why he lets a bunch of degenerates like myself and Mr. Greg Reese, who isn't a degenerate, but I do. I own it. Yeah?
I mean, a little bit. I mean, I'm not perfect.
Yeah. I think you're perfect.
Oh, Greg. Thanks. Well, yeah, Harrison, congratulations to Harrison Smith. He's got a cute little baby.
cute little baby. Yeah. So, guys, we are taking your phone calls at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Make sure you call in. We're pretty much talking about whatever you guys want to talk about. But we are limiting these phone calls because we want to get through as many of them as possible. And we are going to go back out to the phone lines now. Let's see who was waiting. That is Steven in Kentucky. He wants to talk about End Times. Go ahead, Steven.
What's going on?
Nothing, really, just hosting a show. It's pretty crazy.
Really glad to be a part of it, too.
I appreciate
make this
you.
Quick.
Go ahead.
All right, so basically, one of the things I wanted to talk about, just getting on here, people talking about the rebuilding of Jerusalem's temple, that even in the Bible, Jesus is trying to hold back God's wrath that's written in the Bible, and we're supposed to be Christ-like. So for people who keep on praying for the end times, I hope they start praying more for making life better than for his second return, because Jesus is not trying to have God's wrath happen. It's in the Bible that he's trying to hold back God's wrath. I don't know why people continue thinking, praying for his coming, when they need to be praying and putting in work to make our country better. You know, every time a war happens, it's been known that people think it's the end times. It never has been true. You don't know the time, you don't know the season. I mean, you don't know the time or the date, but you will know the season.
Well, Stephen, I really appreciate that phone call, and that is a great message as well. People do need to pray for better times instead of end times, and I don't necessarily believe it's just for our country. I believe that should be for the world, for humanity as a whole, just because, you know, it's not just us going through crazy stuff here in America, and that's one thing that we do need to, you know, understand as well. I do understand patriotism, and I am proud to be an American, proud to be a Texan more than anything. But that's just a great point. Greg, you have anything on that?
Yeah, I mean, it is global, but I think the world is watching America very closely, because America is the only really government that I'm aware of that is based on God and Christianity and the pursuit of truth and happiness. And I think the whole world wants a piece of that. There is actually a very interesting subject a coworker of mine turned me on to called preterism, and I'd love to do a report on it. I'm not going to go too long about it right now, but it's something I've always kind of felt in my gut since I was a kid. And basically the idea of preterism is suggesting that the book of Revelations occurred in 70 AD and that Christ already returned, and that what we're experiencing now, the reason like Bill Gates and all these people are using 666 and all these type of Revelations jargon, is to scare us and put us into a state of fear, to where we want to see end times, where we're cheering for end times because we think that's our only solution, when in fact the solution could be simply that Christ has already returned, and now it's up to us, and now we have to be Christ-like, and we have to rise up, and we have to take care of the situation instead of sitting around and praying that someone's going to come and fix it for us. But
let's go back out to the phone lines. Pete in Washington State, go right ahead, Pete. Go ahead, Pete.
I just wanted to say X2 Survival Shield is amazing. If you eat some marginal food past expiration, put a couple drops in water, drink it. Once you get that feeling, you burp and you think that food's not going where it's supposed to go, you can kill the active bacteria in your stomach. You won't kill the toxins that have already been generated, but it can really help. I've done it a couple times and I came across it just by chance. But number two, love the music. Number three, Greg, don't lose faith in people. The number one thing, think about the trope of the Western. Initially, the common people are not willing to fight because they don't see the magnitude of the danger. Later on, Warsaw Ghetto stage, they think, we're dead if we don't fight. So always, like Christianity teaches, keep an open mind, turn the other cheek. And your reports are profoundly impactful. I just want to commend you for everything you've done. But always keep faith in people that when they see the truth, some people have to see Christ before them to know they need to fight. If you do that, we're going to win.
Thank you for the call, Pete.
Thank you.
So what do you think about that, Greg?
Yeah. No, I agree. And I do know. That's why I mentioned it before, is because I knew I need to check my anger and humble myself a little bit more. And as far as the X2, yeah, 100%, man. The X2 is probably the first product I really felt. When I had my first drop of X2, my body could feel it like it needed it. I forgot all about the X2. Yeah, and it also purifies water in a pinch.
That's crazy. Back to the phone lines. We are going to go to Todd in North Carolina. Todd, what is on your mind this morning? Can't hear Todd. All right, Todd, go ahead.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank you guys for all the wonderful products. Been a customer for years. Met Greg at the Stop the Steal Caravan rally in Raleigh, North Carolina, on a very rainy day with, it was an exciting day, and really got us charged up for what was to come. I wanted to mention a couple of things that connect to everything that else that has been said. Do you all know where the real Mount Sinai is?
The real Mount Sinai?
I don't know. I'm guessing.
I believe I would imagine in the Middle East somewhere.
Okay. Yes, definitely in the Middle East. You're in the right zone.
All right, Todd. We got about 30 seconds.
Where is Mount Sinai?
Okay. Most people in the world today believe it is in Egypt. Okay. If the Israelites escaped Egypt, crossed over the Red Sea, and then went back to Egypt to go to Mount Sinai for Moses to receive the Ten Commandments, that doesn't make any sense. If you look up the Mount of Moses, Saudi Arabia has hid the real Mount Sinai for generations. And
well, that actually explains quite a bit about Saudi Arabia, because I've always been curious as to, like, why Saudi Arabia has been, blessed with overabundance. And why Saudi Arabia is so tied into this whole globalist thing and the whole thing.
Look up a picture of the real Mount Sinai, the mountain of Moses. It is charred at the top, charred black, okay, for when God descended on that mountain.
Hmm.
And there's also the split rock that the water poured out of when Moses struck it with his staff. I spoke with an Israeli recently. They didn't even know about this. He was so excited to find out that his people's history was there in Mount Sinai, and it was really revolutionary to him.
Hey, Todd, I want to tell you I appreciate your call, man. Thank you for calling in, but we're going to have to move on to the next one. O'Brien in Maryland wants to talk about the death of the U.S. gymnastics coach. Go ahead, O'Brien.
Yeah, thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Sorry about that. Well, it will basically show the death of this former this coach. His name was John, last name Geddert. I mean, have you ever heard of this guy's name?
No, we're looking at John Geddert suicide. No, we haven't heard anything about this.
That's what you're talking about. I saw this article, but I didn't really look into it.
Yeah, basically, after he killed himself after I was being charged with 24 crimes, I mean, he was connected to Larry Nassar, you know, the sick freak that basically molested all those girls. And it could have been because of something like that. But basically, this guy basically didn't want to basically stick around to find out, because he knew that technically his goose was probably cooked.
Hey, O'Brien, we're going to have to go to break, man. We're going to look into this a little bit more on the other side. Appreciate your phone call. Everybody, my name is Drew from 21thepodcast.com. It's Greg Reese, and we will be back in about 4 short minutes on The American Journal. See you on the other side.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
sell supplements for two reasons. Because they work, they're real, they're powerful, and because it's a giant market. But again, why is there a giant market? Because it works. That's why it exponentially grows. So whether it's saw palmetto and other key ingredients in our prostate formula, Prostagard, or whether it is the super high-grade organic vitamin B12 in Ultra 12, or whether it's the PQQ or the CoQ10 in DNA Force, or the pure deep breath crystal iodine in X2, these are all the very best supplements you're going to find in an already great market of high-quality products out there. And it funds the InfoWar. So even if these products weren't high-quality, which they are, you're funding the InfoWars you can't lose. InfoWars delivers in spades. Please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get the products today. And again, I want to thank you all for keeping us on air at InfoWarsStore.com.
I love the Patriot Blend Wake Up America coffee. I just love it. I can't get enough of it. We've got a fresh brew right now. That's what fills my mug. That's what fills my belly. That's what fills my soul. Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Folks, we have had this coffee for years at InfoWarsStore.com. Years. Never raised the price. Never. The Wake Up America Blend, the best coffee. The crew here loves it. We drink it every day. And, of course, that's just one of the great ways you can support InfoWars here. Everybody drinks coffee, or just about everybody. Why not support InfoWars and keep the coffee supply at your house with the Wake Up America Patriot Blend. Of course, read all the great reviews. Pretty much perfect review there. 4.9 star. When you have thousands of reviews, it's impossible to have a perfect review unless literally everybody gives it 5 stars. So, I mean, if you have 4.9, that's pretty much everybody who gives it a 5 star, except maybe one or two people. Patriot Blend, 100% organic coffee, only available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back to American Journal.
Wanted to play some chill stuff so y'all could just lay back and vibe while y'all are watching American Journal. And I hope you guys brought condoms because we're about to go deep.
He speaks for himself.
This is actually Childish Gambino. The song is called Me and Your Mama.
And if you want to call into the show, you can reach us at 877-789-2539.
That's 877-789-2539. Oh, man, this song always, it's a slow build-up, but it's so good when it hits. I just want to hear that one part. It just gets me going. Here it is. Nope, still not it. All right, so we're going to go back out to your phone calls. We're going to go to, let's see who's been holding the longest. Oh, here it is. Nope, still not it. Terrence in Virginia wants to talk about the Biden administration. Go ahead, Terrence.
Yes, it's a loaded question, by the way, but do you think if Biden wants to, Joe Biden wants to step down in the House, in making a speaker of the House that's available, do you think that want the squad, Hillary Clinton or either Obama, will buy for that position and either own that process? And once that position has filled, do you think they will be playing musical chairs or president?
You were breaking up a little bit, but I think I heard the question. I've been talking about this for the past week, I think. I would love to see Kamala Harris be president because I think it would do so much to accelerate this awakening and wake people up to actually what's going on. Joe Biden has been a career politician his whole life, so he knows how to – even though he's deranged and decrepit and senile, he still knows how to talk in a way that puts people into their, you know, comatose, brainwashed sleep. Kamala, I don't think, has this training in her. And if Kamala was to become president, I think we would see so much vitriol and nastiness from her. And yes, then the squad would then be empowered. We'd have like a, you know, full out in the open communist socialism and Kamala.
And I don't know the full extent to how, you know, I've been hearing about how she's not a legitimate, she couldn't be a legitimate president and everything like that, basically due to her birthplace. But the problem with that is we've already seen this story, play out with Obama. Now, whether or not,
Yeah. And if you try, and I believe 100% that Obama was not born in the United States. But if, you know, you were an absolute racist if you questioned him, the same thing would happen. Not only would you be a racist if you did this with Kamala, you would be, you know, a misogynist woman hater, you know, and we know that we know how effective that is on the brainwashed people. It works. So we'd be better off having her as president. We'd be better off just letting her ride it out and just shock everyone to, because that's the thing is, I don't think we're going to make it to 2024 election at the rate things are going. You know, things are going extremely fast right now towards the end of America and full communism. And
I think we'll make it. I just don't know what a 2024 election is going to look like.
I guess that's what I mean. Yeah.
Let's go back out to the phone calls. Corey in Missouri wants to talk about social media. Go ahead, Corey.
What's up, guys? Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
All right. So I'm really glad to be here. First of all, Greg, I have a few things real quick. Greg, what you touched on with preterism. Very important stuff. I would encourage everybody to look that up. I've been wanting to get on here for a long time to explain there's another line of thinking in the Christian world, which is that the whole end times was the end of the age of Moses, where they had to worship in the temple. And, you know, that temple was destroyed in 70 AD.
Right? Exactly.
So now
yeah.
that was the end of an age, right? And so what's the next age that Jesus was talking about? That we would be kings that reign on the earth. That God's people would take over.
Exactly.
Right? So it's a powerful line of thinking. It's complete victory. And I've been preaching that for 7 years. I'm a minister. But I have something I want to touch on real quick. So I've been seeing in social, everyone's like, just accept the new president, accept, accept, accept. But I'm with you. I don't think we have 4 years to just let it play out, right? And I think a lot of governors and attorney generals are realizing the same thing. And they're still investigating election fraud, okay? So say these red states decide, okay, we're not accepting Biden as our president, right? Then what? Well, wouldn't they possibly look at Trump, the actually elected president?
And hey, then hey, Corey, we appreciate the call. We're going to have to stop it right there. What's your take on that, Greg?
Yeah, I agree with everything this caller is saying. You know, it's like it's a defeatist attitude to just say, okay, we got to get ready for 4 years from now. Because, like I said, the rate of demise that's happening in this nation right now is not going to last 4 years. When I said we're not going to make it 4 years, I didn't mean we're going to be done in 4 years. I mean, it's not like we're just going to survive 4 years of Kamala and Biden and get to try to elect another president.
Well, there's like no way that something crazy isn't going to happen.
Exactly.
Because whether it be the death of Biden, whether it be, and I'm not saying we're calling for death. I just think he might die because he's a little old.
And what he was saying about preterism also, that's the global, that's the great awakening. That's what's happening. It's like if you look into like the white hats and the black hats, they're both the slave owners. You know, it goes all the way back in myth and religion. The Sumerian texts talk about the two brothers. One wanted to rule over the slaves with an iron fist. The other one wanted to allow us some freedoms and spiritual enlightenment. We need to get rid of all the slave owners. The human race needs to rise up against these non-human slave owners and claim this planet for ourselves. And like you said, live like kings. And what that means is then we direct our own future, our own outcome, our own governments.
All right, let's go to one more call before we go to break. Let's go to Andrew in Illinois. What's up, Andrew?
Guys, I got to tell you about how partisan politics has this whole country under mind control. Now, you look at things like that transgender medicine doctor, the majority of this country sees that and they're appalled, they're afraid for their kids, and it makes you want to support Trump 100% no matter what he does. And they've got this country so polarized that people are willing to, if you say anything bad about Trump, you're crazy. And in the meantime, they passed sleeper legislation under the Trump administration, under the radar, the small, subtle things that nobody's going to notice, the things that are having a major impact. You see, the Democrats are overt. They'll put in things like abortion and things like that, and everybody knows that they're doing it. But under the Republican administration, they'll pass the sleeper legislation. And I have to tell you about the Advancing American Kidney Health Act. What that does.
30 seconds, Andrew.
The Advancing American Kidney Health Act. It's about organ donation. It's about taking away your rights. It's putting you into a machine when you go on life support. Your name goes into a national database. The process has already begun, and they're ready to part you out, and you're not getting out of it.
Hey, could you tell me the name of that act again? The kidney, say it again?
I believe it's an executive order by the President Trump. It's the Advancing American Kidney Health Act.
Gotcha. That's interesting.
Section 7, it's so subtle. If you read the act, it looks like it's a good thing. But if you really know what it's about, and you need to get Alex in on this, because this is what he's been talking about for years, this is part of the whole conspiracy. It's a piece. It's a necessary stepping stone to get to the point where we're at now.
Well, and see, that's
everything that's happening.
This is one of the reasons why I have one problem with something you said in your call, is that we have to trust Trump no matter what he does.
No, now, he was saying the opposite.
Oh, okay. I heard those words verbatim.
No, he was saying people say.
Oh, okay. Trump. Okay. Then I totally agree. Yeah, because sleeper stuff like that, like things like that, get slid under the table, and then it's like, okay. All right, guys. We are about to go to break, and we're going to go into our third hour. Before we go to break, I want to send you guys to InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure you guys pick up some storable foods. Any supplements that may tickle your fancy, as well as the Alexa Pure Pro, which is $50 off plus free shipping right now. Make sure you guys get your clean water and an abundant supply of all the storable foods, which are actually 10% off right now plus free shipping. Also, before I go, make sure you go to 21thepodcast.com, subscribe to the YouTube. Make sure you go to my Twitter as well. There's a GoFundMe that you can help out my family with an event that just happened. We're going to go out with Zombies by Childish Gambino. Myself and Greg Reese will be right back after this break.
People are awakening. They're taking control of their own environment. Cell phones are an amazing tool. Really, they're a supercomputer that's handheld. But big tech, large corporations, hackers, governments, foreign governments, the Chi-Coms especially, are using this to steal your data, to share your data, to be able to rig markets. When they're able to scoop up billions of people's data, they can actually predict on record what's going to happen in mass movements. Cutting them out of that data stream absolutely devastates their AI takeover. In their own words, they admit it. So I've been selling privacy pouches and locket pockets and things like that for more than a decade. And now the units have gotten really lightweight. They're Faraday cages. They just look like a cloth envelope. They work absolutely great. And it just gives you that security to have power over your data and power over your identity when you are traveling and don't want Big Brother to know what you're up to, because it's none of their business. Get yours at InfoWarsStore.com today.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. And when you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture, and Washington, D.C., and Fauci, and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty, you're ugly, you're bad. Because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Little over a month into his presidency and Biden is bombing the Middle East.
Well, imagine my shock. Never saw that coming.
So different having military action under Biden. No middle school level threats on Twitter. Trust Biden and his team's competence.
At least while Biden is bombing brown people, he's not being offensive on Twitter.
Trump airstrike. Biden airstrike.
I mean, is it really necessary to obtain that pesky congressional approval when you're respecting proper pronouns?
But don't worry. It was a defensive missile attack. The military-industrial complex is notorious for its careful restraint. And now that they're allied with the most militaristic cabinet in recent history... Oh, I'm sorry, I mean the resistance. I'm sure they'll just leave it at that. Also, what is the legal authority for strikes? Assad is a brutal dictator, but Syria is a sovereign country.
Good question. Someone should ask the White House press secretary.
I'll have to just circle back with you.
You really think that an administration that cared so much about diversity would really put black and brown people at risk? Yes, Biden may have picked a roster of foreign policy architects that make George W. Bush look like a weed-addled pacifist, but in case you forgot, we now have a VP of color! Do we really need to know why Biden is bombing the Middle East when we can just watch Kamala Harris dance instead?
They're bombing us again, Dad.
Don't worry, my daughter. This time it's different. We are now being bombed by Kamala Harris, the first female vice president of USA. We should be proud. This is part of history. Tonight on CNN. Is this the most diverse cabinet ever to bomb the Middle East? Tonight on CNN. What's the biggest threat to brown people? Airborne death raining down on brown people? Or QAnon kooks on obscure internet forums discussing white supremacy?
Gotta be QAnon, right?
The brown kids may still be in cages, but maybe if the cages were painted in rainbow colours, that would make it a positive thing.
I guess you don't have to worry about putting kids in cages if you atomize them first.
Oreos. Trans lives matter.
And not just when you're exploiting them for millions of dollars in free woke advertising.
How can we appeal to the kids?
Global corporate hegemony says, trans rights.
Now that they're back in the military, will trans lives matter when they march into Syria?
Will Syrians' lives matter?
Will Oreos be tweeting about it?
Middle Easterners begin painting transgender flag colours on doorposts to avoid Biden drone strikes.
Maybe Oreos can sponsor the M1 Abrams tanks as they blitzkrieg into Damascus.
Maybe Mr. Potato Head can represent gender non-binary people by getting a decal on a B-2 stealth bomber.
I'm sure the Syrian people are relieved that Orange Man gone.
And it's all fine. Because Raytheon tweeted the black square for George Floyd.
Raytheon Intelligence and Space celebrates diversity and a culture of inclusion. They don't discriminate.
And that's why they're totally happy to indiscriminately butcher Yemeni civilians with laser-guided bombs.
It's progressive.
Biden's pick for defense secretary is being given a $1.7 million handout as he leaves Raytheon.
But look! He's black!
It's progressive.
Northrop Grumman donated $1 million to Black Lives Matter causes, which surely compensates for all those AARGM supersonic warheads about to be tenderly sprinkled on black and brown heads.
It's progressive.
Boeing provides the precision-guided technology to ensure those bombs find their targets.
Except when that fails and a wedding party gets wiped out.
But hey! They vehemently denounced the January 6th violence.
And performative virtue signaling is really what matters.
People are starving. They can't pay their rent. You got millions of Americans that are uninsured. They got no health care. They lost their jobs. Where the fuck are the checks? Oh, I know. They went to Raytheon so they could bomb my country. Thank God the cabinet is diverse. I'm so happy that a rainbow cabinet just bombed my country. Thank you so much.
But even if there are questions to be asked about further U.S. involvement in the Middle East, you think our wonderfully robust mainstream media wouldn't be all over it? I mean, it's not like major publications aren't even mentioning the story on their front page. Is it build back better? More like bomb back better, with inclusivity and compassion. So Joe Biden bombs Syria and kills the minimum wage hike, confirming every fear progressives had. Soon they'll renege on getting $2,000 checks to everyone in the middle class by limiting who gets it to appease their donors. The establishment is back, and it absolutely sucks. Wait, what? The establishment? No. I was told this was the resistance. You're saying they lied to us? Impossible. Bombs are falling on Syria again. The kids are still in the cages. The $2,000 checks are AWOL. But hey, at least Orange Man Bad gone. At least Mr. Potato Head no longer a mister. As president, I will use military power responsibly and as a last resort. We will not go back to forever wars in the Middle East.
Closing time.
Finally, vitamin D3 and vitamin K that are both essential are getting the respect and the attention they deserve. We've got a great product. It's been out for 6 years. Winter Sun. Long before the big crisis came along, we were there saying, this is high quality. This will make you healthy. This will be better for you and your family. But what else doesn't get attention and needs to be looked at is vitamin B12. It is just as essential. It is just as important. And it is amazing. And it's not just about your immune system. It's about every part of your body. It's really a hormone, and it's what your building blocks of your entire body operate off of. So these vitamins are essential. Vitamin D3 and, of course, vitamin B12 go together like a horse and carriage. Do your own research. We've got the highest grades you're going to find out there, and they're taken under the tongue. It's key to put it under the tongue for about a minute and let it sit so your blood vessels absorb it. They're both available 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com together or by themselves at 50% off and 25% off.
Sex to start off your morning. And I thank you for starting your morning here with the American Journal with myself, Drew, from 21thepodcast.com, and my great friend, Greg Reese. And we are taking your calls. It looks like the phone lines are full right now. We're going to take a few more, but if you guys want to call in, it's 877-789-2539. That is 877-789-2539. And we're going to go out to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, your 60 seconds starts now.
Hey, good morning, guys. I just wanted to say, Drew, whatever going on in your family, man, my prayers and my heart go out to you. And Greg, what's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning. I appreciate that, Stephen.
And no problem. My quick point real quick was about I've been a truck driver since I'm 19, and I'm 30 years old now, and I drive for a big carrier. And if we, like everyone says, if we all get together, we can shut it down and make everyone come to the table. You know, you've seen what happens when the supply chain breaks and when trucks can't make it to the store. You know, the whole country shuts down. So, but my point is that we'll never get to that point because all these mega carriers, they have these little things called Qualcomms in there. And they know exactly where you're at, where your truck's on or off, how fast you're going, when you're going to make it on time. And if you don't have a good reason that you're not going to make it on time, like, hey, I'm shutting down because, you know, I'm striking against this tyrannical government, then they're going to be like, well, you know, you don't have a job anymore. And a lot of people, a lot of guys like me are scared about that, you know, because we live, a lot of us live paycheck to paycheck and, you know, and the health benefits and stuff. So,
well, that's a solid point, Stephen, because, you know, one of the things that is talked about here at InfoWars quite a bit is the social credit score. And I think that has a lot to do with those types of things, to where they're able to track you and know exactly what you're doing, to where, you know, if you do something wrong like that, if you do something like that, you know, they can shut you down. They can lock you out of your house. They can stop you from working. They can stop you from making money. And that's one of the biggest fears I have going forward, because I do believe that is going to be coming to fruition pretty quickly. What about you, Greg?
Yeah, you know, you see with the COVID now, with the when you go to a restaurant or a bar and you want to check out the menu, they don't give you a paper menu. You got to scan that thing on the table, and that's mm-hmm. just logging where you're at.
That's a good point.
Following you around, everyone knows where you're going, where you're at, what you're doing.
And then when me and one of the other crew members here went to we went to New York, and as soon as we come down the escalator in the airport, they had the National Guard there, and they're all asking for you to show your COVID pass. Basically, they wanted you to fill out, you know, all the basic contact tracing things from your name, your phone number, your email, where you're going to be staying, who you're with, where you're coming from, everything like that. Now, something like that, they said it carried a penalty of up to, I think it was $10,000 if you didn't fill that out correctly and everything like that. Now, I made sure to not be totally true on that thing. I could say that now because I'm in Texas and I don't really care, you know, because I'm not there anymore. But those type of things are a little alarming, man. Like that they can literally track you like that and they want to know where you're at in case you are doing something opposed to their beliefs.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, getting organized, it's like, I don't think anyone has any answers. When I was talking about getting organized earlier, I guess what all I'm suggesting is to try to back off of the social media and go to the old school, you know, get to know your neighbors. You know, the Freemasons, you know, get a lot of heat, but I'd say 90% of the Freemasons were just good men in their community that met at the local church basement or wherever and then got together and tried to figure out what they could do for their community. That's what we need to get back to. We need to get back to getting to know your neighbors, getting to know, you know, coming together, having a, you know, quiet dinners and discussions. And if nothing less, just talking about your fears with each other.
Right. I mean, just having basic conversations with people and, you know, you never know what the next, that's one of the things that I strive to do with my podcast, which is 21thepodcast.com. But is to talk to people that I don't typically have the exact same ideals with, because it is interesting to know what the other side thinks about. And, you know, thinking outside of your purview could always help, you know, going further and trying to understand people and, you know, having the sense of unity. But we're going to go back out to your phone calls. Dave in Kansas, your 60 seconds starts now.
Hi, man. What I wanted to talk to you about is what the impact of welfare has been on this nation. It started with the war on poverty with LBJ and what it has done. If you look at all the national statistics from 1965 versus 2016, look at the single household ratio. Look at the incarceration rates. This is where they introduced socialism into America, the Democratic Party did. And you can look at the impact on our country. And with this socialism that these girls and young people were taught, it destroyed our school system because they didn't need an education to get a guaranteed food stamps, household. They got free rent. They got free health insurance. All of these freebies was all started in 1965 with LBJ. I worked 10 years in the system, and what that did for the young girls is all they were looking for was a sperm donor,
right,
so that they could have children to be on the program. So it has been the most destructive thing to the United States, and we're not going to get right until we get rid of this socialist system, the welfare system.
And I could agree with that in some sense. I mean, there are people that definitely do need welfare, but
I would disagree. If you're handicapped or you're helpless or you're retarded, then maybe you could do with welfare. But if you're a healthy individual, what you need is tough love. What you need is someone who loves you to tell you to get off your ass and get to work. Or, you know,
but those are the people I was talking about, is the disabilities.
Sure,
like
yeah. People. I mean, we need to take, you know, I agree with that. But I agree with this caller 100%. Actually, I've been talking about this all the time. And this is what the black community was the model that they created for what they want for everyone else. And this is why Bill and Melinda Gates are bankrolling the whole math is racist thing, is because they just want a stupid population. They just want everyone on welfare, everyone to feel weak and helpless. And the way you do that is you placate that ego part of you. You push the weakness. Yeah, we'll just give you things. You can't cut it. You can't handle it. You know, you're not cut out for this, so we'll help you out. And, a lot of us, you know, I think we all have a lazy side of us. So a lot of us, that appeals
lazy
to us. Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest. You know, it's like I have to confront my inner, you know, wimp every day. So, yeah, the welfare system has to go. We have to somehow get back to being humans again, you know?
Right. All right, we're going back out to the phone calls. Christina from Texas says she's scared of living on the border or wants to talk about that. Go ahead, Christina.
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to state how truly terrifying it is to be a mom and living, like, right on the border and with this agenda, because we literally live minutes away from Juarez, Mexico, mm-hmm. here in El Paso, which is known to be the murder capital of the world. And all of the sex trafficking, and now they're just going to let anyone and everyone through. And my children go to school 3 miles away from one of the border crossings. Like, I'm terrified.
How long have you lived there?
We just moved here in January because my husband is stationed here at Fort Bliss.
Okay.
So I just feel trapped.
I can imagine. Every time I see, like, a friend on Facebook or something who lives right in a border town, yeah, I mean the violence and the I can empathize with you.
El Paso was one of the safest cities in the country because we had strict laws, but
and that was about a year ago.
Yeah, now they're just going out the window. So what is our community going to look like a year from now?
So have you seen any differences since the Biden administration?
Absolutely, I have seen an uptick on all the neighborhood pages talking about people trying to open their doors. People watching children in parks. Like, I've definitely seen an uptick in all of that since we first got here at the very beginning of January.
Well, Christina, I really appreciate you calling in. We got about 30 seconds to break. That's a super important thing. Let's jump on that on the other side, Greg. Right. We got 4 minutes. Hope you guys stick with us through the American Journal. Again, my name is Drew with my great friend Greg Reese here. We are taking your calls, 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, and we will see you guys on the other side of this break.
In the early 1990s, there was a really funny movie that came out called Wayne's World. Even before I had an Access TV show in the mid-1990s, I went and saw that movie and thought, man, that looks fun. In fact, you speak out, have your own ideas, and even if you're a nerd, you're still entertaining because you're real. Well, what do they say in Wayne's World?
We're not worthy! We're not worthy!
Every day when I cover these huge topics, I don't feel worthy to talk to you because these topics are so huge, they're so real. But I'm trying to tell you the truth. I'm trying to get it right, and most of the time we do. The globalists love lying to you. They love manipulating you. They enjoy destroying humanity. They enjoy manipulating ideas and using people's ignorance against them. That, for me, is really satanic and disgusting. So you've got a pledge from myself and the whole InfoWars crew that we will never join the globalists. We will never knowingly manipulate you because we know we're all in this together.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Owen Schroyer here, the host of the InfoWars War Room, and I have had a major wake-up call living in Texas this last week about how important storable food is. Now, I have plenty of storable food at my house, but my notion has always been this is last case scenario, worst case scenario, like end of America, apocalyptic type scenario, but I'm realizing now that's not the case. Folks, they can shut off the power, they can shut off the water at any given moment. Now, I was lucky I had plenty of food in my fridge and in my pantry that I didn't have to dig into my storable food, but many people in Texas didn't. Don't be in that situation. Don't have that major wake-up call. When they come to shut down your power and they shut down the stores and the food supply, have the backup, have the insurance, and be ready to feed yourself, your family, your friends, and your neighbors with storable food, best quality, best price, 10% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
The entire New World Order system is about making you feel pathetic, making you feel weak, making you play the part of a victim so you don't take your birthright as being made in the image of God and the incredible mission and destiny we have, being given free will. Being given free will, being given consciousness, is literally the seed of an entire universe, an entire system. And the fact that you're able to commune with God, the fact you're able to see the beauty of a sunset, or the beauty of the waves in the ocean, or the beauty of your wife or your husband, or the beauty of your child learning knowledge, the beauty of music, the fact that you can commune with that and resonate with that is energetic. And that itself is what God teaches us is worship. So don't worship the globalists. Don't worship the NFL. Don't worship all the things of the system. But worship the things of God, because we're made by God. And appreciate your consciousness and appreciate free speech while you still have it. While you still have it.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Think I'm selling dope.
Good morning. Thank you for joining us in the American Journal. Drew and Greg Reese here today. Harrison Smith had a baby.
Harrison Smith had a baby. He sure did.
So I just wanted to comment on the last caller talking about on the border of Mexico, in El Paso, Texas, and immigration. You know, it's like Biden, that was one of the first things he did when he got into the White House, was open up the borders. You know, a lot of people claim this is for votes. I don't think it's that simple. I think they want a different type of population. It's the same thing as the welfare we were talking about with the other caller, as far as like, that's what they want. They want everyone on welfare. They want everyone dumbed down. You know, they want to say math is racist, so no one learns math, so no one knows science. And that's why they're importing third world people from third world nations, because these people are from a different type of culture. These people aren't going to be all that upset about tyranny. You know, they don't really understand freedom or the idea of the pursuit of happiness. So they'll just be happy with anything better than what they have. So they'll vote in whatever communist, socialist, welfare handouts that they're – that's what they want. They want a different type of population.
And a lot of them that are coming in, like the asylum seekers and stuff like that, once they get – they get housed, they get, you know, because they can't go work because they don't have, you know, the proper identification and everything like that. They're the prime ones that are going to get, you know, different welfare and everything like that given to them. And like you said, you know, they don't know anything. They don't know freedom. And then I'm sure what they're getting on welfare is probably more than they're making, you know, in their own countries.
Yeah. Communist, socialist America will be like a paradise for a lot of these people. You know, that's what they want. They want people to be happy with their slavery.
I do
want
to go to Cuba. Now that you say communism, I want to go to Cuba soon. Going back to the phone calls, we're going to Rich in Nevada. Rich, your 60 seconds starts now.
And Drew and Greg.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah. So first of all, I have to agree with Greg about, I don't think the country's going to make it to 2024 for the election. I think something's going to happen, something drastic. And then I wanted to comment on the story on InfoWars this morning, talking about Trump may live to regret his touting of being responsible for the vaccine.
Mm.
So I think we know.
I agree with that.
Yeah, all the research that I've done, and I know Alex Jones has done a lot of research, too, about the vaccines and the testing. Definitely there's some bad, evil motive behind what's going on with that.
Here's the problem. The problem is that with COVID and the COVID passports and the COVID vaccines, most people are going to need these in order to go to work. Now that I'm lucky to be blessed to where I don't have to work with a mask. I don't have to have a vaccine required of me, anything like that. But the problem is that most people do.
The problem is COVID doesn't exist. COVID.
Right.
I don't know.
No, I would agree 100%. COVID doesn't exist. They've made us afraid of the cold and the flu. Even if COVID does exist, it's just the cold and the flu. That's all it is. It's no big deal. And they made us afraid of that. They made us afraid of dying.
I believe it is some sort of variant, because the cold and flu always did, you know, mutate and change into other things. And then why not just give it a name? And then, I mean, you know, there's so many, specific things that are anomalies. There's so many anomalies with this certain thing, and then the information in which we're getting and how we're getting the information. It's like we talked about before. The only reason we know things about space is because of the information that NASA gives us. So the only way that we know about COVID is from these organizations that are studying COVID, and who are they to tell me, you know, anything really? And who are they for me to trust them?
True. But either way, the vaccine passports are definitely coming. They're already here in Israel. Israel's already kind of rolling them out.
And weren't you saying Hawaii?
Hawaii. That's right. Hawaii now has a thing where if you're going there as a tourist, before you had to go do like a 2-week quarantine, mm-hmm. which no one's going to go for. But now they're saying you can go to Hawaii and all you need is a vaccine and you can go about and enjoy Hawaii. And that's like the perfect way to introduce it to America.
And the way that guy, I think his name was Chris Sky, was saying, like, you know, you when you go to these other countries, if you're traveling abroad, of course, you know, you don't have American rights in these countries. So it's like you kind of have to abide by whatever they're telling you to do. But Hawaii is domestic, regardless of how much water is in between us. Like, that's still us. And we're going to have a COVID passport in order to go there.
Right. And that's a precedent. And, you know, once people get used to it, it becomes the norm.
Yeah. And it's just like, I mean, it's just like with the mask. Like, I read a story that Greg Abbott was going to start pulling back from these masks and everything like that. But the problem is here in Austin, people, one.
It's political.
Yeah, whether
people admit it or not, mm-hmm. everyone knows it's political. And these maskies that like the masks, in my opinion, they want the communism. They want the destruction of America. And to them, their mask is their little badge of honor saying that.
Well, it was funny because I was talking to my brother on 21thepodcast.com. And I told him I didn't like wearing the mask. And the first thing he asked was, what, are you a Trump supporter? And right. like, what?
Right. I saw a video where the people went into the grocery stores not wearing a mask. And one of the comments I heard from the maskies was, this is a grocery store. Don't make a political statement here. So, I mean, they all know it.
Yeah, they know it's a political
thing. Makes it even more pathetic.
And then the double mask, it's like, come on,
right.
guys.
I mean, we're these are the weakest, worst of humanity. And so, yeah, here I go back to like losing my my compassion for him and everything. But seriously, though, I mean, compassion, yes, but also tough love. You know, I mean, I don't think there's any other way to get through to these people other than toughness, because they're just. We can't wait for him anymore.
Let's go back to the phone calls. Johnny X in Florida, your 60 seconds starts now.
Fellas, Greg Reese, unbelievable, Drew, unbelievable, bro.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm sending you guys all tickets. I'm the founder and promoter of Ameripalooza down in the free state of Florida, brother. Drew, I want to help you out, bro. Kid Rock, how real is this, brother? We're doing it. Hey, check this out. Owen Troy knows who this is. I did all the rock videos for you guys. I'm the dude, the drummer down here that had the InfoWars shirt. Then they banned me, and I went down. Dude, you know who this is, bro. Ameripalooza 2021, the American Freedom Fighters Tour.
When are you guys doing Ameripalooza?
We're doing it right down here in Okeechobee. We've got 600 acres. It's going to be a super spreader event. Peace-loving music, brother. Peace-loving music. Greg, I'm on your friends list if that's you on InfoWars. I'm the drummer that did all the videos for you guys, and I just did a video for all your wives, bro, because I know all your wives are home, all your other halves, bro. Enjoy that drum video I did for you guys, bro. I don't want to take any more time, and thank you, all you InfoWarriors out there. This is Johnny X on Sandpile.
Appreciate you, Johnny X.
God bless every single one of you.
Thank you.
God bless you as well. That was great. Ken in Indiana. What's up, Ken? 60 seconds. Starting as soon as we switch. There we go. Ken in Indiana.
Good morning. How are you, gents?
Great. How about yourself?
Fine,
well, actually,
thank you.
We only have 30 seconds. Hey, Ken, I'm going to pick you up on the other side of this break. I didn't realize we were going out right now. We'll be right back to you, Ken. Thank you guys for tuning in to the American Journal. Make sure you stay tuned through this 4-minute break. And while we're on break, make sure you go to InfoWarsStore.com, pick up some great supplements and storable food, as well as the Alexa Pure Pro, which is $50 off right now. And we'll see you in 4 minutes. That is.
You cannot hide a grand assault. America is about to have its energy cut off, its borders destroyed, its dollar brought down to nothing. All of you that have served Satan, believe that you are on the right team. You're about to find out how pathetic you are. So I ask all of you who are awake and who love God, stop living in fear. The enemy is about to expose itself. The enemy can't help itself. The enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. We sit here as good people and get upset about that and try to stop it. We should, but once it comes through, once it hits us, once it's dominating us and raping us and attacking us, we just have to point out we tried to stop it. So prepare yourselves, America. You're going under judgment, just like all the children that were aborted. This is the truth. This is the InfoWar.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested. Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
InfoWars.com.
Now is the time to get prepared. Now is the time to get high-quality, storable food that's ready to be shipped to you within days. InfoWarsStore.com has the highest quality storable food, recently processed and packaged, that I myself and my family use. And during the blackouts and freeze here in Texas, we were able to use food we bought from them years ago. Our supplier is My Patriot Supply. Buy it through InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com and get an additional 10% off because of the emergency. They weren't going to do sales for a long time, but because of the emergency, they have now said they're doing 10% off exclusively at PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. That's PrepareWithAlex.com or InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off on their month supply, 3 month, 6 month, year, and more. They have hundreds and hundreds of different foods and varieties. The great packaging, great quality, great price, ready to ship to you, and it funds the InfoWar. PrepareWithAlex.com, limited time, 10% off. PrepareWithAlex.com, 10% off right now. Get prepared, get ready, and don't be dependent on the globalist.
As negative as times are right now, and as depressing as things can be, you have to understand that this is all a test. This experience, this life on this planet, is a reckoning. It's God giving us a chance to work things out in the third dimension so we can decide where we want to spend eternity and what level we want to go to. And it really does come down to that. So as sad as things are and as evil as things are, look at all the good in the world as well and realize that God is the author of our consciousness. God is the author of us having our own will. God is the author of us having free will. And that free will is a beautiful thing. When you look at mainstream media and Hollywood and this whole evil culture and Washington, D.C. and Fauci and the mass cult, it's all about dominating your free will. It's all about telling you you're dirty and you're ugly, you're bad, because Satan hates you because you're made in the image of God, the creator of the universe.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Bye.
eyes blowing, we ain't sipping on a daily basis. Crypto hot spot on your block and big faces. Slam slapping open spaces, looking good and standing tall.
Bang your block, knocking pitches off your wall. That's straight out of Houston. That is Young Star knocking pitches off your wall. If you haven't heard of it, now you have. My name is Drew from 21 The Podcast. That's 21thepodcast.com, along with my great friend, Mr. Greg Reese here. And we are taking your calls. If you want to call in, it's 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. And we've had a lot of great callers so far. We had to cut off Ken at the end of the last segment. So Ken in Indiana, your 60 seconds begins again.
Thank you. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So I want to say that I am so outraged at the National Guard's continued presence in Washington, D.C., and specifically I'm talking about all of the fencing with the razor wire all around it, the giant trucks, the military vehicles, et cetera. I think it's outrageous. Furthermore, Pelosi, she requested personally that Four Corners have machine gunners, the large guns, the turret gunners, if you will. What was she possibly thinking? Just ask yourselves. I want all of the patriots to respond to this. Was she suggesting that if there was any type of a peaceful protest, that she would actually just mow down American citizens? Shame on her. Shame on her. This is costing up to $100 million so far, and we have got to put pressure on our governors to recall the Guard, bring them home, and get some points on our side of the board. I'm sick of losing. I would like specifically Greg Reese to respond to this. As Greg, you do some fantastic special reports, and I think this needs to be driven home hour after hour on InfoWars because people don't seem to get it.
Go ahead, Greg Reese.
Yeah, I mean, requested. I agree. You know, when I was there for the inauguration, I was there with some of our security detail who have quite a bit of experience, one former Delta Force, and he pointed out that on the top of the Capitol, on the top of the dome, they had a minigun mounted. It was covered. We zoomed in on it in the camera, and we got a blurry, and all of our security team there agreed it was probably a minigun, which I thought was pretty strange having a minigun right there because it was kind of aimed out at the crowd. But they had it undercover the whole time, and they actually dismounted it, it seemed like early on in the event. But, yeah, you know, I agree with you. What's happening there is crazy, but in my opinion is it's a good thing because what we're seeing is the contrast. What we're seeing is, I mean, the story they want to tell you is that the reason they're doing that is because there's a bunch of dangerous white supremacists, but I think the majority of Americans aren't falling for that. It's just the brainwashed are just – it's just the people that are believing everything they're told that are believing that. The rest of America is witnessing the contrast. You know, they're witnessing a very patriotic president who came into office and lowered people's taxes, got more jobs for people, which is really what the average American cares about. And now they're seeing the contrast. Now they're seeing a unelected puppet of China – in Washington, D.C., with barbed wire and National Guard protecting it, it looks like a Venezuelan third world takeover.
Well, D.C. was gross before any of this happened, and now it's just disgusting because it's literally a police state. Like, there's National Guard on every corner. There's barbed wire. There's fences covering the White House. There's literally state troopers in D.C., like D.C. state troopers, when D.C., one, isn't a state. Which I thought was odd, but literally the streets are just covered with military and police. Thank you for the call, Ken. We are going to go to Robert in Michigan. Robert, your 60 seconds begins now.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good morning. Great.
Good morning.
Hey, couple things on my mind. A couple callers ago, he said he thought something drastic was going to happen, didn't think we'd be here by 2024. I don't have a timeline, but I'm certain we're going to see some more craziness, you know, with the Great Reset in the next 3 to 5 years with, who knows, another virus, population reduction. I really don't know. But I do agree with that caller. We're going to see something drastic. The other thing I wanted you guys' take on, and Greg, you mentioned earlier about, you know, we got to come together on a grassroots level, got to get with our neighbors, something along those lines. I don't remember exactly what you said, but it was,
that's about it.
Yeah. And I'm up here in Michigan, and I have been, you know, looking, because, you know, as you guys know, Facebook and Twitter and everything else, you post something, it gets deleted. You can't even come together with your neighbors. But I found something I wanted you guys' take on. It's called peoplesrights.org. And I don't know if you guys remember the Bundys, the Bundy Ranch fiasco.
Yes, sir.
I believe this is a, I don't really have my facts straight, but I think it was, this website was set up by maybe a son of Ammon Bundy or some of the guys that were, you know, had been violated up there. And basically they set the site up to, you know, for that very thing, for neighbors to come together and help one another. And the site is written very benign, very neutral, which is one of the things I like about it, unlike, you know, extremist group. However, there's already been some hit pieces written about the website, which is total nonsense. But anyway, wondered if you guys had any thoughts on that, peoplesrights.org, and what your thoughts are on that.
Robert, I appreciate your call. I haven't seen the website for myself. Have you, Greg?
No, I haven't, but I've seen similar things. I know a lot. I followed before all this COVID stuff, a lot of YouTube channels I followed were like, you know, pew pew gun channels and stuff like that. And quite a few of those channels that I've been watching, I can't think of any offhand, but you can find them. But quite a few of them in the past year have set up similar things where people can meet up in the real world and organize. Another thought I had, and this is something I haven't done yet, but I know you can find voter registration logs, people, you know, the addresses of people in your neighborhood that vote Republican, you know, at the very least. And you can go door knocking. You know, howdy, I'm your neighbor. You know, I'm concerned about the way the world's going. Let's come together again. You know, it's going to have to happen in the community level, because that's how they did it. That's how the communists took over, as they started taking over the local city governments. So it's going to have to start at the grassroots level to bring it back.
Next caller, Mike in Texas. Mike, your 60 seconds starts now.
Hey, what's going on, gentlemen?
Just hosting a show, nothing crazy.
Appreciate you, Drew. I also appreciate you playing that Fat Pat.
Hey.
25 lighters on the dresser.
You already know, bro.
Hey, I just want to say, Alex, an aneurysm. I'll go ahead and plug for y'all since y'all haven't plugged yet.
Oh, we've been plugging. Don't throw us under the bus, Mike. We've been plugging.
No, but I wouldn't do that to you, man. The super male vitality, get it, gentlemen. You're talking about pornography, all this. Look, everybody in Texas knows if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
So I agree.
Super male vitality, I'm married to a beautiful Choctaw woman, and that gives me everything I need to keep her happy and keep the family happy. So y'all go out and get that. What I wanted to talk about, though, was Trump's speech last night. Some of my friends that are still caught and this cult of personality with them. They haven't accepted that the election was lost. They didn't accept Biden was in office. And I think yesterday we got some of that. Trump conceded there was that there. But it was also a bunch of what we've already heard from him. This, we're winning. Are you tired? Yeah, I'm tired of winning if this is what winning looks like. People were caught up in this left versus right paradigm. Trump admitted last night that he was a politician. Whatever he was before that, he's not that anymore, and he's morphed into this politician. And I feel like Owen does. I think it's time for us to move on past it. We're not going to vote ourselves back into power. There's not going to be somebody in there that gives it back to us. We, the people, need to take it back. And like Greg was talking about, grassroots in the community, what's going on, what's happening. You know, and moving about in your community.
But Mike, we appreciate your call, but we are going to break in the next 10 seconds. Thank you for calling in. Make sure y'all stick around through this break. This is the American Journal. Make sure you call in 877-789-2539. See you soon.
Actually, bought this. It blocks UHF frequencies.
Snowden and others taught us how mobile phones are constantly spying on us. Not just tracking and recording our GPS location, but recording audio and video as well. With or without a battery. Now, with the InfoWars privacy pouch, you can go dark wherever you choose. Excellent. Now I have my own compact Faraday cage I can take wherever I want. And you can too at InfoWarsStore.com. Government agencies, identity thieves, tech giants, and now contact tracers are all tracking your every move through your mobile phone. Now you can have the power to easily cut them off and go dark. Support the InfoWar and get your InfoWars privacy pouch today. InfoWarsStore.com.
We've just launched the biggest sale of 2021. Store-wide free shipping and up to 50% off our best-selling items. And free shipping on storable food. That's a huge part of the cost. We rarely do this. That is a gigantic sale and an additional 10% off as well because of the crisis and the emergency. Our supplier has decided to let us do this. You will not find quality food anywhere near this price, anywhere. Look at what else is on sale. Survival Shield X2, 50% off. Turbo Force, oh man, 40% off. Supermill Vitality, 40% off. InfoWars Privacy Pouches, $10 off. Knockout Sleep Support, 40% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 40% off. Ultra 12, 50% off. Winter Sun, 25% off. All Storable Foods, 10% off. Alexa Pure Pro, $50 off. And all of it is free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively.
Cognitive dissonance is a major issue amongst the left. It can be very stressful dealing with facts you refuse to accept. If you have a family member suffering from this degenerative mental condition, buy them a bottle of Ultimate Fish Oil from InfoWarsStore.com. Studies have suggested that fish oils and fish oil supplementation can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease triglyceride levels, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and provide a soothing reduction in inflammation. Inflammatory responses in joints and the digestive system. Recent studies have suggested that high EPA and DHA fish oil can stimulate immune function by increasing the concentration and activity of immune cells. It worked for my family, and now I can have a logical and calm discussion about actual facts that pertain to reality. Get your Ultimate Fish Oil for a friend, family member, or yourself at InfoWarsStore.com.
Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030 are all about making you dependent and cutting you off from energy, food, and medicine. And with the blackouts we've seen that are guaranteed to be engineered to bring in federal and globalist control, we have seen massive lines of people lined up at the few grocery stores and restaurants that were open, and most of them getting turned away after hours of freezing in the cold. We've seen millions of people sleeping in their cars because they don't have any power in their house and then running out of gas. Ladies and gentlemen, energy is king. And food is the energy our bodies run off of, and water as well. They're both available, the highest quality water filtration and the highest quality storable foods right now, massively discounted because of this emergency for everybody nationwide at InfoWarsStore.com. $50 off on our best stainless steel gravity fed filter and 10% off all storable food and all packages at InfoWarsStore.com. That's InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Big discounts for only a few more days.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
In modern times, we can trace weather modification back to James Pollard Espy, who published The Philosophy of Storms in 1841, wherein he explained how storms are driven by winds, vertical convection, and condensation. Scientists from all over began theorizing ways of controlling these factors to manipulate the weather. And by 1946, General Electric began using dry ice to seed clouds and create snow. The first scientifically controlled experiment of successful weather modification occurred in 1948, when Dr. Irving Langmuir was able to produce rain by artificially seeding clouds. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. Army used cloud seeding to extend the monsoon season in specific areas. This controversial use of weather modification as a weapon of war was classified, and when it was later revealed to the public, people were understandably concerned.
in 1977.
The video is Globalist Weather Wars to Crush Humanity. Environmental modification, and you can see the whole video at band.video, along with hundreds and hundreds of other great videos to download for free and share with your friends at band.video, home of the most banned broadcast in the world, Infowars.com, Newswars.com, band.video. Brought to you by Infowarsstore.com, brought to you by our listeners who are calling in today. Our last caller was talking about Super Male Vitality. I would like to add to that Alpha Power, I believe is what it's called. I take both of these every morning, and I, as a man in his 50s, I have noticed definitely a uptick in my testosterone. I highly recommend all of our products. These two products are great. I don't really usually plug these that often, but they are great, especially if you look into the science. And what you'll find is that testosterone replacement doesn't really work. What works is to, I can't remember the exact word, but what you're doing is you're cutting down a certain, there's a certain chemical or enzyme or thing in your body that's released when you get older that actually kills your testosterone. And what these items do is they sort of regulate that, allowing your body to produce more testosterone. I definitely feel it. Lately, I feel the lack of it because I have a hurt back, and the hurt back kind of makes one feel a little weak about their love life. But
makes you stop humping.
Some people would say that. That's true. It's
But apparently, Super Male Vitality and Alpha Male mixture keeps that humping going.
Yeah, well, you need a good strong back as well, but these supplements are great. And as far as the bad back, the Bodies helps with the pain. So check out our products at InfoWarsStore.com. There's something for everyone. If you can't find something that you want, buy a present for someone else. Donate. It keeps us around. It keeps us in the fight. And we really are the ones here pushing the main story, which in my opinion is the COVID hoax and the Great Reset lockdown. And so support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We really appreciate your support. We need your support. There's, like I said, there's something for everyone.
Yeah, because even if you're not a supplement guy, there's storable foods there. There's ways to get clean water.
The water filter has been great.
Yeah. There's all types of things there. Like, yeah, look at this graphic that we have up now. There's survival accessories, privacy and security, nuclear and biological. I didn't know we had that that there. But there's books, movies. Pretty much anything you can think of is at the InfoWars store. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get everything you need today and keep this broadcast going. Now, for our final segment, we are going to do some magic tricks, sleight of hand. No, just joking. We're going to go back to your callers. And the first caller we're going to go to is Rich in New York. Go ahead, Rich. 60 seconds.
Am I on, boys?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Good morning.
Yeah, thank God for Brain Force and InfoWars and all the rest. But I'll tell you what, I was calling in because the last day that Harrison was on, that he had a fellow call in and he was talking about he didn't want to take the shot, you know, the vaccine. So they asked him why not, and they gave him a form to fill out. And they had some of the stuff like Asperger's and, you know, going after women's placenta and things. But they also had things on there like going to bring in the mark of the beast, or it's going to change your DNA. I would recommend that. I mean this seriously, because this thing is not about a disease. Do not fill these things out, even if they're tempted to tell them that just to put a bee in their bonnet, as I say. Don't do that, because they're going to come back with this. If you say you believe that it's going to bring in the mark of the beast, they're going to say you're paranoid and you're unstable, and they're going to come to your house and take your weapons.
Agreed. I think there is going to be quite a few things for these people that are refusing vaccines. Rich, thanks for your call.
Okay, thanks.
Lewis in Florida.
Hold on. I want to say something really quick about that. The other thing is to avoid filling out the paperwork is once you engage in a paperwork trail with any entity, you are now engaging into some type of contract.
Yeah.
So all the reason to avoid any paperwork involving this.
And just so y'all know, nobody has signed anything with the government that you have to pay taxes. Nobody's ever signed that.
It's absolutely true.
Lewis in Florida, go ahead. 60 seconds. Starting now. Well, starting right now. Yeah, we hear you.
Awesome. Hey, fellas. I just want to talk about, I guess it goes into the same topic. And trying to get to your neighbors and try to kind of penetrate that blindfold. I mean, as a veteran in the Marine Corps for 14 years, being one of the branches that we're known that we're a little more crazy than anyone else is, you know, we always were accustomed to following regulations, customs and courtesies that at times kind of, you know, made Marines shake their head. But it was fine. We honestly knew that's what we had to do. And one thing we always said was that the military isn't a democracy. And, you know, we kind of accepted that. But now I just feel as a civilian now and seeing what's going on and these restrictions, it's, and I try to tell people, it's like, you know, this is how we follow orders, you know, not laws. You know, these, some of them are silly, but in the military, you know, we sign up for that. I get it. But, these, you know, as civilians, you're not signing up for a lot of these things, but you're being forced to follow a lot of these ludicrous, you know, regs and mandates. And make me always think that, you know, that if we're doing this and democracy, you know, isn't part of the military, then, you know, is democracy now just subjective to all of us? You know, is freedom just subjective? And it makes me think that people are not really understanding that. And you know, what you guys feel is that maybe 20 years of war has got to put the public into this military mentality, so we have to just kind of give everything up because we're always fighting something.
All right, Lewis, thank you for your call, man. I do believe that that is one of the crazier things, is that people are just going along with these orders almost blindly, and they're just continuously, you know, trying to get other people to do it as well. And it's just like, when does it all stop? When does it all stop? Greg, you have anything to add to that?
Just the frustration of how many people are compliant. I grew up thinking everyone, like, valued freedom and valued their voice. And
right.
I'm learning that's not the case. There's a lot of people that just don't seem to care. Or maybe they're just afraid, like one of our earlier callers was saying, and we just need to help muster up everyone's courage.
All right, Sarah in Minnesota, go ahead. 60 seconds.
Yeah, real quick. Hi, guys. Just wanted to make a couple points. I watched Contraland documentary last night. It was a great show. And it really got me thinking about how Biden does not want to secure our borders. I then started questioning what could the Biden family connections be with human trafficking. I know a couple months ago, you know, there were articles about his son being involved, you know, possibly with human trafficking. So not sure if anyone knows whatever came of that. Second quick point. I know earlier welfare was brought up on a phone call. And one thing I think is important to keep in mind is the children, you know, that it helps. I've always been a middle class family. Me and my husband have provided for our kids. But during the 2007-2008 financial collapse, we lost everything. And only for that reason were we able to feed our kids. So I kind of took that comment to heart about, you know, pull up your socks. But yeah. Just thought I'd throw that out there.
No, that's a good point, because, I mean, that's what I meant by, like, some people honestly need it. Not that they, you know, they're looking for a handout or anything like that. There are times in our lives where, you know, we could use a little bit of help. But I think mainly what Greg and that caller were talking about is the abuse of the welfare system and the reliability. Thank you for calling in, Sarah.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sarah.
So we have come to the end of American Journal. We got about a minute 20 left. I hope y'all enjoyed what y'all saw. One last plug for myself. Make sure you go to 21thepodcast.com. Subscribe to that YouTube. I'm trying to monetize my YouTube. I think I got it. I haven't looked at it since. And also on my Twitter, there's a GoFundMe. I'd really appreciate y'all checking that out, and helping out where you can. Greg, is there anything you'd like to say in this last minute of the American Journal?
I just want to say thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for being a part of our fight against the globalists. We couldn't do it without you. We appreciate it. Stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show.
The Alex Jones Show. We're going to start off with sirens, and because there's a lot of breaking news. And I got to tell y'all, if y'all haven't decided to go to InfoWars Store just yet, today is the day, because the globalists are coming. And folks, I just got to tell you, it's a crazy time to be alive on this March 1st broadcast. And we're going to send it out just like that. Appreciate you guys again. My name is Drew, 21thepodcast.com, my great friend Greg Reese, and it is closing time for the American Journal, but y'all stay tuned for the Alex Jones Show coming on in 2 minutes. Let you out into the world.
Closing. We told you it was coming. Under the United Nations pilot program in Singapore, for 8 months they've made citizens wear bracelets on their arms that make them social distance and report them back to cell towers to track their every movement. This is for everybody. But wait, it's better.
Now France has programs in their factories, government push and sponsored, to make everyone wear actual dog collars to make you social distance and report back to central computers. They're turning us into a commodity. Human-animal clones have been around for 50 years. It's all being announced. They are literally taking over the life cycle of humans and making us obsolete. And big corporations downplay that they own us with these gene therapy systems and patents that they've produced. Do you understand? It is a takeover of the entire species at the genetic level, and now they're coming with dog collars, and they're announcing in public schools in the U.S. starting next year it will begin. Did you hear me? Dog collars for your children, all based on a hoax, all based on a lie. InfoWars will continue to spread the word and fight back.
The need for storable foods are increasingly apparent. With millions left without power, including most grocery stores, many Texas residents are left without food. The lines at the grocery stores are getting longer and longer, while most of the store shelves are left bare. Now we know that in the most historic record-freezing temperatures in over a century, your government can simply turn off the power, turn off the heat, and turn off the water. Don't let your government dictate whether or not you're able to feed your family. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and get at least a year's supply of storable foods to make sure you and your family are prepared for the unimaginable. Get your storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.